No, I'm always knew how to rap. Hella good, like, since junior high school. I was just, you know, playing with the shit. I was a hustler. So when I got in jail, I was able to lock down and, you know what I mean, focus and, you know, came up with the whole plot, the Looney Tunes, drew the logo, drew the condo.
Oh, so you came up with all that yourself?
Yeah, drew in jail.
Oh, yeah. Legendary.
My name and his name.
You get that time to sit down and do some shit.
You got time to really think, right?
Top of the move. Started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat. Now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette. Now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith. No doubts about it. Made my mama proud. Made my mama proud. Every time she see me, need me, she just cracks a smile. I made my mama proud. Made my mama proud.
Hey, we back. Episode 36. Now, here's the thing real quick, Yuck Mo.
If you know like I know.
Yeah, so you got to do, if you know like I know. Like how 3 does it. And then he continues from there.
You know that's that Nate Dogg. If you know like I know, you don't want to fuck with it. But it's like, right. If you know like I know, and I go, top of the mook is bad.
All right. If you know like I know,
top of the mook is bad.
It's that smoke how I smoke.
How can nobody do that?
He did that shit one take, man. That's the answer, man.
He did that's how you know he got that shit, man.
So he looked at me like, nigga,
it's
got
to be in you, not on you. Right. It's in him.
Slug that motherfucker. You never slug on the track.
Yeah. I had Nate Dogg on my shit, man. Rest in
Nate Dogg, another one of them ones.
My track.
Yeah, okay. Hold on, we going to break it down. My bad, y'all. Real quick, man. It's episode 36. Yeah. If you're watching on Spotify, give it a 5-star. Y'all know the routine, but if you're first time tapping in, because we got a legendary motherfucker in, that's the only reason why you clicked on the video, we appreciate you. Make sure you go to Top New Podcast Clips.
Yep.
Subscribe. Tap in. All the above. We got TikToks, Instagram on Top of the Mook. It's all in the description below. And then we'll have all the Yuck Mouth's Instagrams and everything else that he want down there as well down there. And then we got, obviously, my dog, 3 of them, Mr. Organic. And you got your boy, Tall Guy, man.
You got that.
Shout out DC and Fareed, man. DC the composer.
Yep. And make sure you, subscribe. Not only subscribe, hit that membership button, man. They be demonetizing the fuck out of podcasts, man, on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But they on with that. So we need you guys to go ahead and hit that membership button, you know, and get merchandise and all that.
But the money in the podcasting is the audio anyway.
Damn right.
So long as you're doing your Spotify and shit, you're good.
But we'll take money from everywhere.
Yeah. We want all the bread. All of the bread.
Speaking of that, though, we actually got a sponsorship for today.
Yes, we do. Go ahead, Mr. Talker.
Got to have that. Get the D. Want to hear the sound? Mr. Burns.
You ain't never heard Spanky Johnson?
I know.
All right, take care of you good now. I'm telling you.
Get some of them frog skins. But listen up, man. Shout out to Feral Frenchies, man. He got the best Frenchies in the game right now. Make sure you follow him on Instagram. The link below in the description. Man, I was going to get one, but I got my Merle Exotic Bully, so I'm like, man. Damn, I seen his dogs. I wanted one of the fridges. They cold. You know, with all the different blues and grays, cold with it now. I think he spent like $100,000 on just 2 dogs.
Shit.
Yeah, they finna have a litter soon, so make sure you hit up Feral Frenchies. Link below in the description. Young black man bringing his business up from the seed, and we're gonna
shout out to
get
him.
That fruit, man.
He fucked with the campaign heavy.
Heavy, too. Link below in the description, man. Feral Frenchies, follow him, Instagram, all that, man. Get you a dog, bitch. Damn.
Click all them links, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, we out here, man. Episode 36. And we got a historical.
One of the ones.
Individual in the building.
No question about it.
So,
man.
For the people that don't know you, brother, let's just go ahead and introduce yourself to them, man.
They call me Yuck Mouth.
I don't know who the fuck wouldn't know this.
Yuck Mouth from the Loonies, man. You know what I mean? I got 5 on the fame, you know what I mean? Grammy nominated, you know what I mean? Not from 5 on it, neither. Everybody think 5 on it was Grammy nominated. We actually got Grammy nominated from a feature that we did with Quincy Jones on Quincy Jones.
Another
Quincy one Jones of the album.
Damn, that's a big.
Yeah. So we got Grammy nominated from that. But yeah, man, I'm in there fucking with my guys, man. I'm a big fan of both you brothers, man.
Appreciate you know what I mean?
I love fly ass shit, period, man. Man, y'all dudes been the flyest with the fucking whips since day one, man. When I came to this YouTube streets and shit, and I started doing my podcast shit, I started checking y'all out. You and Tall Guy. And I'm like, bro. These motherfuckers got some nice ass cars, man, and you had this goddamn Corvette.
That Corvette was serious.
This motherfucker, the first I seen with the McLaren.
Crazy. First one to come to McLaren.
Yes. He made the McLaren popular to me.
No question.
No nigga had the McLaren. Sorry about that. Yep. My nigga Tall made that shit what it is. Facts. He made it what it is, bro. My mama, he made it what it is.
Legendary.
And you made that.
Don't forget the
big.
And then he had the, like, you know what I mean? I'm in the Marvel Comics. So he had the old Tony Stark's Iron Man shit going on.
Man, he went crazy.
You had the fucking hand job. Now, niggas get raps. You had a hand painted joint. The first ever.
First ever really did like
ever.
That. And it was a co-artist. And think about it, like you said, you draw. I draw too.
Right.
So I draw too. Passenger door.
Oh, salute. Yeah, okay. That's why y'all so
that was
creative.
One of my hustles in prison. Yeah. Make portraits and shit.
Right, right.
We got them super brains.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I love art. That's see all through the house, all through everywhere. You see arts and creations around. And I did the passenger side of the door. It was my I drew that on there actually. Mm-hmm. So
oh, for real?
People don't know that.
The one that had all the bodies and stick figures and shit.
Too much detail.
Crossed out. It was like stick figures and then bullet holes and shit. I'm like, what is going on right here on this door pattern?
Right. Those niggas get teardrops on their face. He put it on his car.
Hey, bro, that was a different type of life, man.
True. Sad faces and shit, X'd out and shit like that.
What's up with the niggas that be getting teardrops, though, and don't be fucking really having nobody? What the
hell? I know, that's some new shit, man.
See, that's some dead.
Back in the dime, that was decent.
Who allowed that shit, man?
You had to have a murder to get one of those.
Yeah.
Like, from where we come from, and then it be niggas I know that got like four or five of these motherfuckers, like a whole
Ted Bundy face.
Teardrops. But they really done knocked some shit down.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
And that was like a sign to let niggas know. That was an indo-outdo kind of understanding.
No question.
In prison.
Yep, for sure.
In prison, you see that?
If you're ready to die, come on.
Tattoo 10, nigga?
Come on, we're over here, nigga.
You better get that nigga some space.
Yep, fuck it right.
Now? You better get a nigga some skinny jeans.
Yeah, get
yeah, see, now niggas put it on. I
and think some panties.
Niggas put it on their face to scare people off.
Yeah,
but really,
they ugly. Like, that means you tough. Nigga, get your whole ugly face knocked off, man. Don't scare nobody, period. Brother.
Yeah, it wasn't meant to scare nobody.
Everybody calm down.
Yeah, that was no different with the Predator do. They when they killed the alien, they put the motherfucking
that's
mark
what
on the motherfucker.
Do back in the day. Right. Same shit.
Yeah, okay. Now imagine the alien. Another motherfucker killed an alien. Then a motherfucker come over here and grab a little scraps. And like,
that what niggas doing? Trying to get to understanding without doing it. Nigga.
Without doing it,
you can't be a warrior without going to war.
Not that we want you to do it. That's not a cool thing
I
to do.
Yeah. Show not me something.
It's like this. It's a lot of fake gangsters.
That's a fact.
Period. Just in general in hip hop. You
sure.
Know what I mean? Like
in life.
In life.
Hell yeah.
Period. A lot of fake gangsters. A lot of fake claiming and banging.
Yep.
You know, and that's some real business that niggas is standing on. Real. Politics,
yeah,
you know, I'm from the Bay.
Yeah,
I never
gangbang. Let's break that down. Let's break because
I never
the Bay don't got gangbang. They got niggas that get money and pimp bitches.
Yeah, we don't gangbang in the Bay
Area.
Let's
talk about that culture when you grew up.
So when I grew up, it wasn't no gangbanging.
Right.
You know, and the dudes that did try to come to our school and gangbang, they got ran out. You know what I mean? They had to go back home. But the Mexicans, like the Nathaniels, they bang against each other.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that was the only like gangbang that we had as far as the Mexicans doing their thing. But black dudes, we just on money, man.
Yeah, I was just gonna
pimping,
say that was
hustling,
your form of it.
Selling hella crack. You know, crack was made in Oakland.
Made in Oakland. Mm.
You know, on a block called Plymouth Rock. That's why they call it Plymouth Rock. Some of my OGs was the ones who did it.
Damn.
You know what I mean? So when you see the shit on Snowfall and they came down to the Bay, I guess they had the RZA play like he was an Oakland plug and showed them niggas how to rock up.
Right.
You know, it really happened like that. You know what I mean? Like, far as
order.
Niggas had to come down to Oakland and have a nigga
learn
rock
that
up.
Chemistry.
To rock up until they learned how to do it. You know what I mean? So my,
Because there's a technique now to it.
Definitely is. You really want that double up, triple up, quadruple up.
My sister, my niece's father. Let's say my niece's father was a kingpin out there in Oakland. And they used to pay this motherfucker just to rock up the bricks. So he knew how to cook a whole brick of cocaine at one time.
Ooh. That's crazy.
So niggas from all the hoods would just drop off their bricks. And this is at my apartment. This is going down.
Well,
he cooking them
that.
Bricks in gumbo pots. And busting them bitches down with a fucking sledgehammer and a chisel and shit like that. Pop, busting them down. Yeah, getting hella money. It just give me hella bread. Hey, get up out of here. You know what I mean? $500-$600. Go shop, nigga. I'm buying Jordans, everything, all the Adidas sweatsuits, everything
it
I need.
It's just a buffet of cash.
But they
then.
Just wanted me to get the fuck out the house. Nigga, take what you need, man. Go on to the mall. Because they busted some shit down. So I came up around that when crack was first brought to that motherfucker. I was raised in a crack house.
So obviously up. It's safe to say you know how to cook it up.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You know how to cook it up there?
Microwave it.
No, I always sold the hoe, brother.
Yeah. I definitely don't know how.
Microwave it.
I know how to cook some gourmet shit in the microwave. That's prison shit right there. I can do some shit with the microwave.
Right.
Not the crack, though.
I never was a crack seller. When I was young.
Right. We all talking about when we was young, too.
We
were little niggas.
But it was,
I was a juvenile.
Yeah, I just kept it coked up.
I did juvenile, too.
I was go where the whites was at.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Get that white man
but
money.
The thing that was crazy when we as little as juveniles and shit, they wouldn't give us no hell of a time.
No.
Like my first case, they just walked me in that motherfucker, had my mama pick me up. My second case, I did about a day. You know what I mean? My third case, 3 days. I'm like, they not giving us no real time. Now, you keep coming, that motherfucker. You're going to get sent to CYA youth authority and camp and all types of shit. So you keep going. But they gave us hella chances. So that's why the OGs had their youngsters out there on the block moving to work. Because these niggas ain't really getting no time.
Right.
Unless you did a murder or some shit, or shot some shit. Then
and that's
gonna
before
have to
they really
do
the whole economics behind it. Once they realized the niggas getting the millions off it, it was up.
That's when niggas had revolvers.
Right.
The Glock ain't came out yet.
Just a little pew, little 38.
Revolvers and gauges and shit like that. You seen the Black Panthers, they all had gauges and shit. That
big
was,
time
that
shit.
Was the biggest shit we had with the
gauges. Uzis and them M16s off, it was over with.
It was over.
Oh, it was different.
It changed. It changed, it my nigga. Them Glocks, the Uzis and shit, it changed.
Niggas had big Uzis back, fully autos back then.
It changed, you know what I'm saying? Nigga.
Using them bitches the right way, too. But that, the bag was big.
That era, man, just taught me so much. I'm glad I was raised, you know what I mean, in the trenches, you know what I mean? Because I think that your youth, you know what I mean, teaches you how to be an adult.
Right.
You know what I mean? Teaches your surroundings, the game you learn, you know what I mean? The ism that you get, you know what I mean? The lessons you learn.
100.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of people that's following this gangster shit, this gangbang shit, this trapping shit, man. That shit leads to nowhere but jail or death.
That's it.
You know what I mean? And I could be a witness because I done got shot by niggas from my own neighborhood.
Of course.
Over just street politics and shit. You know what I mean? And you find out quick when you go to jail or they start busting guns at you that it's really no love in the hood.
There's nothing. Because you're going to be close that, people to you. How'd that happen when you, because I heard it before, but some people might not know. How'd that happen
when you was young? It was discipline. You know what I mean? It was discipline. I was 18, fresh out of jail, so it was discipline, and it was an OG in my neighborhood that I disrespected.
Right.
Me and another homeboy disrespected him, and we shouldn't have did the shit. We was out of pocket, so we got disciplined.
Most definitely.
And, you know, just getting jumped turned into a nigga getting shot.
On the jail. Nigga jumped. Oh, he got a gun.
Nah. It was that I was able to whip, you know what I mean, stand up.
Right.
I was still standing tall after all the shit went down. I tried to walk to my car, and they shot my tires out and shit, you know what I mean? So I'm like, fuck it, I'm just going to walk up the street. And they start busting at me, so I start running, you know what I mean? Like, so I start running. Big Draco.
Straight up.
Big Draco game. So anyway, you got the busting out of the nigga, man, and I hit the corner, man, and caught one, you know what I mean? So they did my homie dirty, too, man. They kicked his door down and shot him in his kneecaps because he ran.
Oh, shit.
From the rip. Like, he seen the play coming.
He got away, man.
They grabbed. We went to go hit a lick.
Right.
Let me break it down.
Yeah,
They went to go hit a lick in my car.
Okay.
Rob a bank. Right? We go hit a lick in his car. Now, he told me I could drive his motherfucking car. Now, this is his daily driver with his baby mama. He got the car seat in the back and all the shit.
Oh, hell no.
I don't know how to drive a stick. So I'm like, I ain't about to drive this motherfucker.
It's a funny video.
I didn't back then. You know what I mean? I don't know how to drive a stick. I ain't about to drive this motherfucker, right? So we waiting for hell long. Me and my homeboy, we got to go hit our lick. So my homie got the big 12 gauge. Like, man, fuck waiting for these niggas. I know how to drive a stick. Let's hop in this shit and go do our lick. We waiting hell alone, bro. It's like 5 hours of shit. The bank is, whatever check cashing is right up the street. They ain't came back for hell long. So, like, fuck, we going to bend the block and go try to do this. Man, we go, try, nobody out there, so dry run. We come back, nigga, they are back.
Mm.
This niggas is standing on top of my truck. I had a Ford F-150 that I got from a Dolphin. I gave him like $300 worth of crack, and he gave me his car.
Right.
So niggas was using that to hit licks.
For
you
sure.
You know what I mean? So, man, these niggas on top of my truck with gauges and all types of guns and shit, waiting for us to pull up. The Ville is a one-way in, one-way out, our projects.
Right.
So we pulling in, the whole motherfucking projects is out there waiting for us.
Damn.
So as soon as we pull up, nigga, they rushed the car. My homie had the gauge. They grabbed the gauge out of his hand. Bah! Slapped the nigga with the gauge. He ran. Pew!
That's a big motherfucker to hit with.
Slapped him with the butter. Bah!
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you love all things about comic books? The stories, the art, the characters, the creators? Then listen to Comics Discourse 114, where three friends discuss both current and classic comic books from all publishers and the creators behind them.
You know, pointed at me and had me come to, you know what I mean, to get disciplined and jump and all that shit. So that's how that happened. But yeah, we took the nigga car. We weren't supposed to take the nigga car, man.
Damn.
That's only right. See, that's real though, because you were.
You got hit. Where'd you get hit at?
I got pistol whip. I still got the mark on my cheek. I got hit right here with a pistol. And as far as gun, I got hit in my butt cheek. because I was running.
How the fuck? That shit had to hurt like a motherfucker.
Nah, I didn't feel it.
Adrenaline.
Man, I didn't feel that shit. I thought I pulled a muscle or something when I hit the block. I didn't even feel it. It's still in me. Damn. Yeah, I didn't even feel that shit. It was a Tech 22.
Oh, the little bullets.
Yeah, little bullets. Yeah. So I didn't even feel
a whole bunch
of
the motherfuckers, though.
And they was coming.
Yeah, they go through your body,
too. The motherfucker was coming, too.
They bounced through. I had one homie that got hit in the back, and it came out the top of his neck.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. He
got hit in his lower back, and it came out of his back of his neck.
Yeah, them little bullets ain't no joke. So, but what I was saying is, like, that's smart of you.
But they shot my homie legs up. They kicked his dough down and shot both his kneecaps for running.
They stood over him with the acting dumb. Like, yeah, bang, bang.
Man, you ran, nigga. You better not run ever again. They kicked down his door, shot his kneecaps up, right? The funny shit is that this nigga ended up making it to the hospital before me. So I get to the hospital. We in the same fucking room with the curtain blocking us, man. So the police come in and trying to, I'm a victim of neighborhood crime. They like, what's your name? What's the calling your street? I'm JJ. And the nigga, you know, police leave and shit after they debrief me. And nigga in the next room, like, is that JJ? I'm like, yeah, who the fuck is that? Gigi.
Oh,
I said,
shit.
Nigga, you ran. What the fuck you doing here?
He ran too far.
He said, nigga, they kicked down the door and shot my kneecaps, nigga. Both my kneecaps.
Damn.
I'm saying, whoa.
Now that had to hurt.
That's heavy. Whoa. Yeah,
and
that's
we in the same motherfucking room, the same ICU room. It's crazy, my nigga.
Did he have to get like reconstructive shit with his knees or anything?
I don't know, man. I was out that bitch, man. God bless shit. Yeah, they didn't have to do nothing with me. They checked me out the same night.
Them
he had to stay.
Hurt.
Then them knees gotta hurt.
Yeah,
man.
You can hit your knee on the table and that shit hurt. Imagine you hit the
game
with bullets.
Some bullets, my nigga. So.
Shit.
That's real street
shout
shit,
out
though.
To my nigga
and
Gigi.
For you just to understand that, you know, you did something wrong.
I fucked up.
Yeah, you accepted it. That's real shit. See, nowadays motherfuckers can accept that. They've been spending their whole life trying to get a nigga back knowing they fucked up.
Nah.
Nigga, you did wrong, nigga.
Yeah, he ain't playing victim.
He could have killed you, nigga.
Right.
Yeah, this ain't no victim. I did wrong.
I said, hey, I ain't gonna let me keep it real. Kevin was hitting the lick.
Right. I'm glad that, nigga, I didn't get killed.
Yeah.
You know what
damn
I mean?
Right.
Because the nigga that shot me is a body. See, he's been knocked.
Yeah.
He done knocked a lot of shit down
big
in Oakland,
massacre.
Period. I'm talking about big beasting out there.
Yeah, see, the
this
thing
nigga
is,
walk down the street, niggas cross the street.
Yeah,
niggas get
the,
you know, when Debo came, niggas get the tucking their shit. One of them.
One of them ones.
Come on, man.
One of them ones.
About hitting the licks, though, you know what I'm saying? Is and it sounds like this what you did. You shit it where you ate. Right?
Right. Because
you that was a nigga that everybody knew.
Right.
See, when I hit licks, I always knew. You know what I'm saying? I went out, I robbed fucking. It started like doing shit like in the hood, like first one, like, you know, just rolling around the neighborhood, you know, the homies and shit. And then, like, you know, you got the big homie who do this kind of shit.
Right.
And then they, like, man, y'all niggas, what y'all gonna do? Type understanding.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I never joined no gang either. But then that situation happened, and you riding around with the big homie, and then, you know, he dead now, rest in peace. But, you know, what y'all gonna do? Y'all ain't gonna move nothing. You get out. You like, man, fuck it. You getting your stripes. You gonna prove yourself. Mm-hmm. Then I came out, boom. I'm first to get to him. That's how I started. Mm-hmm. And then they started with that and little fake ass guns. Then they ran to BB guns. And then by the time we got real guns, then we got caught.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? But the thing is we never ever rob people in our hood. The reason why is because I robbed somebody.
Yeah, I went to a whole nother
city.
But it was still
a nigga that you knew was a stepper.
No. What it was?
We didn't rob nobody. No, I let a nigga use my car.
Oh, okay.
The big homie, the one, the big OG. I let him use my car to go hit the rob a fucking check cashier.
Okay, there we go.
And then he gave me his car.
Right.
And said, you can drive
niggas,
it if you want to.
But the niggas that started shooting was who?
He was in their car trying to rob something in there. He ain't supposed to do that.
No, nobody. The niggas, we went to go rob a niggas and there was nobody there. It was a dry run. So when we came back to the hood, our niggas from our own hood shot us.
Oh, right. There we go. Okay.
Because
y'all got his car.
Yeah.
His there we
car.
Go. Okay.
Yeah.
You trying to get his baby mama car shot
up. I got the lawnmower engine, brother. Yeah. Sometimes that motherfucker, you got to prime that bitch with the button. You got to give it a few pulls. And then that bitch finally crank up. I'm there now. We on the same type of time.
They did it before you even did something. Like, nigga, don't you ever do this again.
Okay, there we go.
To a problem.
Cool.
You take my car to do what?
Right.
Yeah, so that's crazy. So,
okay,
now you make the transition from being in the streets and then you go to doing music. How did that take place? Because I know that was a street move to even get to the music.
Man, it was a street move. Like, we the only, look, it's still in the streets, bro.
Right.
Me and them used to hustle together.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's what we went to high school together, but I put him on the hood.
Right.
My uncle and them was hustling and shit downtown, so I put him and his niggas down. So we were selling dope, period, like a motherfucker, and rapping on the side. So I laid it down for like a year in fucking Los Cerros camp, and that's when I really developed my rap skills. Now I'm always knew how to rap hella good, like since junior high school. I was just, you know, playing with the shit. I was a hustler.
So when I got in jail, I was able to lock down and, you know what I mean, focus and, you know, came up with the whole plot, the Looney Tunes, drew the logo, drew the condo.
Oh, so you came up with all that yourself?
Yep, drew in jail.
Oh, yeah. Legendary.
My name and his name.
You get that time to sit down and do some shit.
You got time to really think, right?
Right. Use that
so I already got my GED, so I wasn't going to school. I was just going to work and shit, so I had a lot of time.
So you got your GED in there?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's how I got my GED, too.
Yeah, yeah. So you had to. You had to go to school.
Yeah, you got to either get in school or you go to get a job. But the only way you get a job is if you got your diploma or GED.
Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So I had a job and I was going to school. I mean, I did pass the GED shit. So I had a hell of time. If I wasn't working, I was just there by in my cell, on my bunk and everybody at school. So I was just writing the shit, beating on the table, shit, came up with the whole shit. His name, my name, the Looney Tunes. And the first song I wrote was a song called The Ice Cream Man.
Ice Cream Man. See the nigga behind right there?
Yeah. Pete, shout out Pete. That's my nigga, too.
One of them ones.
He one of them ones, my nigga. He was doing his footprints in the Bay, too, at the same time.
Yeah.
So I made a song called The Ice Cream Man, you know what I mean? It was a hit, like, and just banging on my chest and saying that everybody knew it, you know what I mean? To where it got to the neighborhood and shit, niggas in my neighborhood, and it was a rapper named Seagram Miller that was signed to Rap-A-Lot. He was the first West Coast artist signed to Rap-A-Lot. He's from my neighborhood. So when I get out of jail, he calls my, you know, back in the day, you had to have a nigga landline or a pager. All these phones and shit. You had to be a big boy step.
Oh, the big
bitch. That nigga, them phones was hella expensive.
Block motherfucker.
Who still got landlines? That's crazy, right? Remember the days when you didn't even know who the fuck was calling? You just got to pick up to find out?
Yeah, now the nigga know none of that shit. Caller ID, none of that shit.
And then they had the phone that had the number pop.
Yeah.
Oh, that motherfucker.
Yeah, I remember that motherfucker.
No, what about the one you pick up? It's just that one to the ear type.
I ain't seen that one.
Go ahead, continue.
So, bro called my grandma's house and he wants to buy the song, The Ice Cream Man. You know what I mean? Right. And I'm thinking he want to sign a nigga. I'm like, oh, he signed the rap lot his own. He's like, nah, just want to buy the song. I was like, some told me like to hold on to the song. Some said this is special. If this artist want to buy it, let me hold on to it. I ain't had no deal or nothing on the table, nothing. Some just said, hold. I said, and $1,000, my nigga. That's I got that in my pocket.
Oh, that wasn't no good money then?
Nigga, I'm selling work. $1,000, I got that in my sock.
Nigger piece.
And I still got a lot of crack to sell.
But you can't really fault you. You ain't know the game. I didn't know it.
So $1,000 wasn't shit to me. I made that on the block.
You like, oh, fuck, I just drew this shit over here. I had the motherfucker.
But he didn't, though.
Some said, keep this motherfucker song. So we selling crack and shit. It was a drought. A drought means, is you know, no work, and people who got the work is high.
Holding it. Yep.
So our soon-to-be executive producer, my sister, you know, was hustling in the streets, too. Uh-huh. So I always go to her for advice and shit. She the one that gave my first gun. Niggas think it'd be your nigga.
I gotta say this. So legendary. One thing about women that's in the game, they the most dangerous motherfuckers.
Yes!
They the most dangerous.
They're the inseams, man.
What?
They got all the moves. They know everybody. Yeah. They the deadliest thing in the streets.
And they the best manipulators.
Oh, they cool.
Yes, they are.
They know everything.
Chestnut checkers, boy.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but go ahead.
They essential, too.
Yeah, for sure.
My sister gave me a gun to shoot my cousin.
Damn.
We rolled it. I'm glad we didn't see the nigga.
Yeah.
She told me every just
got me at
25.
She must did some real grimy shit.
My sister's with all the shit. Yeah. Period. She was like, man, run up on that nigga. This a 25. He a big nigga.
But what the fuck? He must have did some shit. He must have did some cutthroat shit. Grimy shit.
Man, they jumped out the closet on me with all types of pistols and shit. Yeah. Like, yeah, nigga, like, we in here, right, having a meeting. And then niggas start coming out the closet, nigga, under the table.
Oh,
nigga
shit.
Coming out everywhere. Guns, nigga, drone on me like a motherfucker.
Oh, no!
Just for me having different work.
Right.
You know, I figured it out. Niggas was hustling for niggas, so I take their money and go buy some different work and then give them their money back.
Right.
So I have my own shit. So, boom. Back in the day, everybody used to sell the same work.
For sure.
You know what I mean? So if you got something different, the dope fiends know, and it's going to get around. So
Blue
it got
Magic.
Around that I had Blue Magic.
Yep, they'll go to you.
And everybody was going to me.
Right.
Yeah, he said, I don't give a fuck what you call it. Just don't call it Blue Magic. You can call it Pepsi. You call it Coca-Cola.
Yeah, Red Magic. Purple. Yeah, whatever
exactly.
You want.
So niggas started coming to me, and it became a conflict. So my cousin tried to, like, check me and shit. And my sister gave me that 25. We went looking for that nigga.
You said, get him.
That's some real G shit.
I'm glad we didn't find him.
How your sister doing now? She cool?
Oh, she's great. She's great.
Blessings. That's a big blessing.
That's a blessing, man.
Yeah.
She's great. But she from all the shit.
Yeah.
Beautiful, though. Beautiful, bad. You know what I mean? But she from all the shit.
That's probably what made her so
legendary. So that was your plug. Plug was your sister to the plug.
Right. So boom. So we end up hooking up with my sister, and she hooked us up with CNH.
I didn't see CNH. Yeah, he a legend too, though.
Yeah, so he hangs with Too Short and them at this time. You know what
and
I mean?
And what's the dude, Ted Bohannon?
Ted Bohannon and shit, right? So we go link up with CNH to get this work. And I noticed that he the nigga that be with Too Short.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, nigga, you fuck with Too Short. I said, man, what's up with Short? He like, that's my nigga. I'm like, we could rap.
Right.
Like, oh, for real? I'm like, fuck this work. You know what I mean? We could actually rap.
Smart.
And the nigga said, bust one for me. So I get up and bust that song that I didn't sell. The Ice Cream Man.
Hey, legendary. That's legendary.
Something told me to hold on to that song. And that was the moment that I hold on that. Because after I said the song, we got signed. So we turned the dope deal into a motherfucking record deal.
That's cool.
That's how we come in the game, my nigga. We don't tap dance on no tables or send records in the record labels.
Or Mr. Scrooge.
We had a motherfucking triple beam and some cocaine and hella cash on the table, and we turned that into a motherfucking record deal. Me and Nuff. That's how we come in the game.
That's hard.
Yeah,
literally, though.
Right, that's definitely
big.
That's big time.
Yeah, that's top ones. Level. Yeah, that's big.
One of the ones.
Because not only you, because this is the whole element, right? You run the top street dudes. You going there already a street guy, been through your trials and tribulations with a nice little bag in your pocket hustling. You done had your songs, got your logos. You run into a situation and you were smart enough to capitalize that situation. Why? Because you paid attention.
Yeah, he just smoked out his nose, y'all.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's Booger Blunt.
The Booger Blunt.
Official Booger Blunt. Shout out Bishop Don Juan. I got it from
Shout out to the Bishop, man. But yeah, see, the point is what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing is the key to that whole component is you paying attention. So if you didn't know he was cool with Too Short, if you didn't know the capabilities of that conversation, you'd never be where you at today.
Right.
And you had to understand that I'm going to keep this song, keep my, you know what I'm saying? So that puts you in position. So when you got the opportunity, you took advantage of it.
Right.
And you and you was out of there. Mm-hmm. The Ice Cream Man. So crazy. That was your first big song, right?
Yeah.
And I saw the video and all that. It's like a lot of components that I seen in different movies, different people ran off with that thesis that was made back in the day.
Right.
Still used today.
We was the first one to have an ice cream truck on Triple Gold Dates.
Friday.
You know what I mean?
And Dayton's, boy.
That was before Friday.
That's what I'm saying,
Friday come and grab that. They not only grabbed that, they grabbed a lookalike that looked like CNH. Remember CNH had the Shirley Temples? So they got Big Worm with the shirt.
Out the window and all that. The same whole
Damn, that's crazy.
Go look at the video. Yeah, y'all look at the ice cream.
The whole shit, my nigga. And then P come. Now, P is in the Bay at the time. He got he's in Richmond.
Okay.
Richmond is like 15 minutes away from
right
Oakland.
There.
Right, I
was just in Richmond.
Oh, for real?
So you know how close that shit is. Yeah, you was with your homie on the little water and shit.
Yeah, my dog Frankie.
With the dog.
Yeah, my dog Frankie Johnson. He from Vallejo, Fairfield.
Right? Yeah, your nigga with the little ponytail.
Nigga.
Hey, my nigga Frank. Half-breed. Mexican and black nigga.
Filipino and black.
You know, that's a half-breed.
If you don't know what he look like, then you know. You know what I'm saying? You can definitely look like a smorgasbord. Some shit,
but now you know how close that shit is.
He definitely know you though.
Yeah, so
he fuck with all the. I mean, he from the Bay, so it's like he fuck with all the Bay. He pay homage to the Bay motherfuckers all the time.
So that shit was like super close.
And y'all be having y'all own big time rappers, but that's a whole week get to that later. Right. Yeah, it's crazy though. They don't even got to lead a motherfucking Bay.
P had a record shop that was selling all the records and shit at Moms and Pop stores. So when Drew Down album came out,
damn, that's
had,
that
had
nigga.
Shout out to Pimpy.
What did it want?
Just talked to him last night. So when the Drew Down album came out, we was doing it independent. So we'd drop off units to on consignment to Master P shit. So he knew, everybody in the Bay knew about the Ice Cream Man, period. And then, you know, we come with our second album, Lunatic Music. About time we dropped that in 96, P comes with the Ice Cream Man. So
went with the Ice Cream Man.
And he killed it, right?
He
killed that motherfucker, right?
Damn, that motherfucker.
He made that bitch a hit,
He went crazy on that
bitch. He went bananas.
Why he go that nuts, though?
He went fucking bananas.
Yes, he did.
went ape shit on it. I ain't gonna lie. He made it better than us. He made a better song than us. I ain't gonna lie.
But how'd that make you feel, though?
Look, we was heated. Because we was heated. Nigga, steam.
Even though it was better?
I don't give
a
fuck.
Shit, nigga.
Nigga, you took our shit.
Copyright fridge.
I'm going through it right now.
Nigga, we mad at it.
Oh, yeah, you never going through it.
We mad at Friday, and we mad at this nigga Pete.
Because Gargoyle. Look,
you got to know the temperature. Just like I told Big Court on his shit. The temperature was back in the day, you can't bite.
That's
you
true.
Can't bite, my nigga. Back in the 90s and the 80s, you couldn't sound like nobody.
Look like nobody.
That was
sound
forbidden,
like
my nigga. And if you did, you'll get ridiculed, you'll get clowned.
Everything.
Nigga, that's whack.
Now it's normalized.
Now you could sound like everybody.
That's
and it's
the
cool.
Move now.
That's the move. If you don't sound like nobody, it's looked out, it looked crazy. You know what I mean?
They don't want no innovative pioneer niggas.
Back then, it was everything.
Nigga, if you heard Death Row, you knew Dr. Dre was doing the beats.
No question.
You know what I mean? If you heard fucking Wu-Tang, you knew RZA was doing it. Everybody had their own sound.
Yep.
Cash Money had their own sound because they had their own producers. Scarface had his own sound because they had their own producers. They weren't trying to get a beat from this nigga to sound like that one. No, they had their own in-house production and they made their own fucking sound.
And that's what made it so
legendary.
Original. That's why the 90s and the 80s is the golden era. The golden era to me. Because it was original. You know what I mean?
That's hard though because...
So that's what we was on. We was standing on business because you had to be original. It wasn't like we hated Master P. P was doing big shit in the Bay before he put out the Ice Cream Man. He did West Coast Bad Boys.
Oh, those was crazy.
Which had the compilation, which had a lot of, you know, Oakland
niggas
on it.
It's funny that y'all, that you talking about Master P and you hearing in three, because y'all all like-minded niggas.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all some hustling. Like,
Knew who had them seeds too? I didn't mean to cut off Slim. You already know who I'm finna shout, nigga, JT the Bigger Figure.
JT that's the Bigger Figure. That's who.
Boy, what?
Shout out Fig. He out
that
there
nigga
in
had
Africa,
the blueprint.
Nigga.
An African still nigga got the blueprint. Water wheel. Still going crazy.
Still got the
making
blueprint.
Making the movie from the iPhone. That nigga trying to so wait, leave that nigga alone.
So once it happened, y'all heated. Y'all mad at Friday and you mad at P.
Uh-huh.
Right? Then what happened? What was the next thing from there?
Start dishing, nigga. It's time to start cooking niggas. It's time to hit the booth and start cooking niggas, man. P moves down south when this happened, so we never was able to see him and really confront him.
So he moved after that. Was that because of the situation?
He did. It was pressure out there. It was a lot of pressure, man. I don't know if he moved because of that, but I know at the time
it was pressure.
It wasn't just us, because we was represented by the big niggas in Oakland. So that had a lot of influence in the street.
And they felt some type of way.
So yeah, everybody felt some type of way.
Some big steppers.
And then Oakland and Richmond don't fuck with each other. At all. Yeah. It's on site beef. Yeah. It's like a Crip in the Blood, nigga. They back in the day. If they saw each other, it's on fucking site.
I never knew about the Bay until I went to college in San Jose.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then next thing you know, my dog lived in Vallejo, no, Fairfield at the time. And then I would go back and forth in between. And then that's how I started learning about Oakland and Vallejo and all the stuff that you're talking about. So it is crazy.
You are on the outskirts. You go to Oakland, that's the mecca of the Bay.
Yeah, that's
niggas come to Oakland to hang out. We don't go to Frisco to hang out, Vallejo to hang out.
Shout out to San Francisco, but back in them times, it was known for like, that's the gay city, right?
Yeah, right. We ain't gonna go there.
No, I'm saying, you can't
do Frisco like that.
I'm fucking Frisco.
You ain't gonna get me fucked up.
Oh, yeah,
nigga.
My bad, brother. I apologize.
He said that, but
don't get it fucked up.
We knew it was real, but you know what I'm saying?
Frisco real to the motherfucker.
Oh, yeah,
man. They got some projects. JT from one of the realest projects.
We were in one of the projects one time, man. That's another story for another thing.
I did what?
When we went to the project that one time, we got to that gas station, we had to stop.
Oh, yeah, pour the burnout.
Downtown, Fillmore was serious, nigga. All that shit serious, man. They got some serious shit. Don't let that, whatever they said.
Yeah, that was some bullshit. That's what I'm saying. They put that on their jacket.
I don't know.
People that know, no. People that know, know that San Francisco is serious.
Siriato, my nigga. Big my nigga about to get me in trouble.
You gotta go back home, man.
Be shot at by Frisco.
Them niggas are serious, man. Leave them niggas
another
alone.
Another discipline
man.
Coming.
God damn it. We take that back, man.
Nigga, you shot Frisco. The kneecaps.
We gotta rekit that motherfucker, man.
Who all from Frisco? So you got JT.
You got Fig. You got Messy Marv. You got Forte. You got
Rapper Forte from there?
What?
Oh, that's hard.
You got Forte from that motherfucker.
San Quentin.
Yep. You know what I mean? You got shit, you got a lot of dudes that's up and coming, like the dude that made Big Steppin'.
Oh yeah, that's
hard. He from out there, bench pressing. He made.
Yeah, that's a dope song.
He from out there.
I fuck with the
dude.
Baby.
Me too.
The dude that sing, I'm gonna do better. I should have known better. I should have known better.
And what was
I should have known? He from Frisco too. So
what about
Frisco,
that? What's his fucking name? I forgot. But
you got you got Selsky, got Burner. Burner from Frisco.
Oh,
Burner
hit
the fucking
one of them
Forbes. Yeah, he just hit the Forbes list.
He's trying to get a billion off that bag.
So hold on, my back, because I want to, you know, this story is funny as fuck.
Yep.
So after that, right after you started going crazy and dissing P and Friday, well, did you ever get the response you needed from Friday or Ice Cube and the understanding or P?
P.
Because you never got to run into him.
I was on Rap A Lot at the time, man. So shout out to Jay Prince.
Oh, you were Jay Prince.
Jay and P was like this.
Right.
So, yeah. You know what I mean? Jay told P, like, just keep it on wax, man.
Another big step up.
I mean, it's just, you know, music. Yeah, dude.
P wasn't nobody to play with either, though, right?
No. Hell no. Not at all. Not at all. Right. So it was times when I'd be on a plane with Mystical and all his bodyguards, and they just mean mugging me, and they can't do nothing. Because right. Jay and P had an understanding.
You know, you heard about what just happened with Mystical again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Pray for that brother, man.
Watch yourself.
Watch it. This nigga, man.
So, my man, but keep going. We ain't got to elaborate, brother.
He ain't one of them ones.
No, man. You got to relax. Not one of Guess what, though?
The jig is up.
You ain't getting off this one, brother. No, I'm sorry.
So then what happened?
So we had Matt. I mean, you know, I'm going at the dude or whatnot. And it took, like, my brother, T.Y. from out here. He had a clothing line called Fathead Clothing. And him and Master P was doing some shit. I guess they was going to partner up for it. And he's my homeboy. So he's like, man, I'm, you know, what's up with you and P? You know what I mean? I was just chilling out of shit one day. He just pulled a surprise on me. Like, what's up with you and P? I'm like, fuck that nigga, man. Took our shit, man. He's like, oh, for real, man? He's like, you had to get over that shit one day. I'm like, nigga, fuck that. I'm playing pool at his little pool table and shit, man. Guess who walk in?
Big time.
Big tall time.
Yep.
Tall time. I'm talking about 6'5" time.
Yes, sir. One to one.
Big tall time, right? Yep, I got this goddamn pool stick. I'm like, man, I'm going to have to hit this nigga with this pool stick.
You was in there with C-Murder too?
I'm gripping. Nah, he just came by himself. I'm gripping up on this pool stick, ready to swing the shit out of this pool stick. He's is huge.
Man.
This motherfucker big as shit, right? He come in and say, what's up? Throw his hand out.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And said, man, we need to talk, man. So we chopped it up. That's and dope. When he broke it down, he was like, it made me feel hella stupid. Right. Because basically, he was like, yo, that's lingo. When y'all made it popular, y'all made it popular lingo. Sure. So that's like Fody going at Snoop for the for shizzle my nizzle, right. Or, you know, all the other slangs and shit that came out the Bay Area or whatever. Like, you dissing everybody who say it. Once it become lingo, it's law. Like, it's the cool shit to do.
Right.
So once he broke that down, I felt stupid. Like, you right, my nigga.
Okay.
You right. Yeah.
That's
you know
dope.
What I mean? But, so yeah. We dapped it up.
I actually met Master P before.
So
he
so,
cool as fuck, man.
Yeah,
he's straight.
Yeah, we were sitting in first class together.
Did you, who had the copyright to it though?
Oh, shit. Well, when you write your song, you
own it.
Shit.
Yeah, you did it.
You own it.
Yep.
You own it. But far as the trademark, I think Pharrell did it first with the ice cream.
Ice cream shoe.
Yeah, the ice cream shoe.
That's
and shit.
Hard. But that's so, dope that he. Yeah. That's y'all both kept it cordial. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all both powerhouses. You had a lot of movement, a lot of people that could ride with you. Definitely, he did too.
Right.
For y'all to keep it cordial like that, man, that's a blessing.
Oh,
that's
hell
a beautiful
yeah,
outcome because that could have went drastic.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Could always be worse.
Yeah, it could always be worse.
P didn't put some moves on some artists, man.
Yes, he has.
Yeah, and it ain't been pretty.
Right.
You know what I mean? So we got spared.
Facts. That's dope.
Like,
though.
It ain't like P couldn't have done something.
No question.
We got spared. And salute to Jay Prince. That's because of that Jay Prince relationship. Other than that, it would have been up.
Damn.
Up.
So how you get to the Jay Prince situation? Because you're in the Bay, you do the 5-on, y'all go crazy with
right.
that. So it's one of the top 10 songs of all time.
Thank
you know
what I'm
saying? Not only hip hop, but it's all around the board.
It's one of them ones.
Oh, it's definitely forever get that bag, baby. That's forever gonna get that motherfucker.
Because what made it so dope was it hit mainstream and was big time and it was a hood classic. So when you could do both of those, you own.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And then, I mean, we had that machine behind us, man. Salute to Virgin Records. We signed the Virgin, you know, over there with Janet and Mariah and shit. So
they
got deep pockets to make it do what it do, man. So salute to them and that machine. Excuse me. Salute to them and that machine. That really made it go. You know what I mean?
That major.
Yeah. That major pushed it. So 5-on it, go do his thing, right? So we signed to Virgin Records. We also... Jay Prince is also signed to Virgin Records at the same time.
Right.
So our producer that made 5-on it, you know what I mean? He blew up, you know, that song blew up so tough that Jay Prince started to hire him to do music for Scarface's next album, which is the Scarface Untouchable. So him and Mike Dean is doing joint production on Scarface's
whole
album.
So Mike Dean made
album.
That, the white dude Mike Dean?
Mike Dean.
That's the same one?
Mike Dean, yeah, the one Holy that got Travis Scott.
With the Kanye's and all that.
And Kanye's, yeah, he came from Rap A Lot.
Crazy.
Oh, shit.
Crazy.
All my first albums is Mike Dean.
You motherfucker, bro. You a legendary nigga around a whole bunch of legendary your whole time, brother.
Oh, my God, yes.
Do you realize that shit?
Mike Dean, part of me getting my deal at Rap A Lot.
God damn.
Mike Dean, Tone Capone, my nigga Rico, you know what I mean? Devin the Dude manager. You know, they was hollering at Jay Prince, you know what I mean? Because we was all working in the same studio, Enterprise Studio out here in L.A. I mean, fucking Burbank and shit. So We working on a Lunatic Music album. Scarface working on Untouchables. Both the producers is working on our shit. Right. Mike Dean and Tone working on ours and his. So when there'd be when Face would be writing or something, they'd come in my studio and produce. So Jay Prince was, you know, he'd be room to room sometimes. And every time he came in that motherfucker, he just saw me by myself. Numb was out partying and doing his thing, but I was in there working, and I leave Numb verse open or whatever, you know what I mean? And boom, keep it going to the next song. So Jay Prince kept coming in there and just see me by myself working.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, one day he came after the fourth or fifth time. I'm like, damn, nigga, you doing all this shit yourself.
Right.
You need a solo deal.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You need to be at Rap-A-Lot.
Damn.
And I said, Prince came hell yeah.
It's game changer.
Big game
he
changer.
Offered me the deal. You know what I mean? And he seen that I could work. He seen my work ethic.
Right.
And he was like, yeah, he could do it. You know what I mean? I never thought about going solo.
Oh, so he just came to you? Never thought about it?
Yeah, I was a group nigga. I made this group from Juvenile. This is my baby. I'm not trying to go solo.
Invested a lot.
I'm Looney Tunes.
This is one of the biggest guys in the game gave you this proposition.
Yeah, he gave me this. It's the same shit. He gave me the proposition. I had to go with the opportunity.
For sure, right.
I could have said, nah, man, I'm this. Hell no. What?
Man, let me hit it again.
And then I'm watching Wu-Tang.
Right.
How they could just be the Wu-Tang. They all got separate deals everywhere. So I'm thinking that, like, okay, we could be the Loonies, but I could still have, or none, we could have separate solo deals, and we could still come back and do the Loonies. That's what I'm thinking.
Damn right.
But when it happened, that's when the shit went bad. That's when me and them officially damn near broke up.
Was it a conversation before you did it, or you said, fuck that, man, I'm going to do this deal. I'll talk to you later, man.
Right.
It wasn't a conversation.
Damn.
So I didn't have to have a conversation with Numb at the time, because this is offer for me. It's not offer for the
Loonies. That's probably what did it, though. Y'all ain't going to lie. You be like, hey, my nigga, this is what I'm about to do. Then you said, fuck that. This is an opportunity. Then get up about
it. Nah, what really made me do it and what made me mad at Numb is that the executive producer, for me to do the deal, he's saying I can't be in the group no more.
Oh.
And Numb didn't fight for me to be in the group.
Oh, and that's CNH.
He just accepted that. Yeah, CNH had a clause where, okay, if you go solo, you can't be in the group no more. We can replace you.
How do you know he didn't fight? Was it people told you?
Nigga, he didn't call and say nothing. He didn't fight for that, nigga. He was down with it.
Right.
Because it was written in the contract.
So he probably felt some way he was already doing that. Like,
how's your relationship today?
It's still shaky.
Nah, it's crazy.
It's shaky, man. Relationship is crazy, man. Yeah. But we trying to work through it. We done been through this shit. Like
all stems from
always
that.
Go through it, my nigga. Like, you seen New Edition. You seen the top groups. Wu-Tang. The best groups. NWA. All the best groups. They go through it. It's too many personalities. It's too many egos. Right. It's too much shit to, you know what I mean, to deal with.
Would you say it's safe to say it comes down to common denominator and what breaks up? It's always the money.
It's the fucking money, bro.
It's always the money.
It's always the money.
No matter how you try to slice it or dice it,
it's always. Or bitch.
Money and bitches.
It's always money and bitches, my nigga.
I guess that's why me and my dog Slim, we've been at this shit 5 years. We nonstop, right? Freaking frat. We both got money. We both get money. We do it together. And we never fratting out. He always is a relationship man anyway.
So but now peep this. What if.
By the time we started YouTube.
What if Tall did something behind your back that includes you,
right?
But didn't pay you?
It'd be different.
It'd be different. Y'all be beefing, right?
For sure.
If Tall took all the money,
right.
But it was a deal for both of y'all.
Yeah.
And it was like overseas somewhere to where you wouldn't know about it.
Yeah.
So.
No, we going to get down.
You
we
find go, out
yeah,
about
sure.
it.
Yeah, we going to get down.
And then he done took all the money.
Yeah.
Where y'all at
with? Well, I'll say this. Because
that's what happened with me and Noah.
Well, we'll flip it to you three in one second, my bad. But the thing is, if we flip it, and let's say three does that with me, he's still my nigga, and there's some cutthroat shit, but what we going to do is we're going to go in the room, we're going to squabble, we're going to get down,
right.
And then we're going to shake hands, and we're going to be cool.
And you know what I'm saying? That.
And then we're going to have understanding. We're going to have a long-ass conversation after. And then we're going to say, hey,
but can you do business again if you stealing?
Right.
Are you gonna want to do business with him again? Can you trust him around money?
If it happened early and we haven't been through the trials and tribulations we've been through, it probably wouldn't be the same. It'd probably be like, nigga, fuck you, nigga. We could fight whatever. It might escalate to a whole other shit. If it was in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? We done went through so many trials.
This is now.
Yeah.
After, like, we done been in this motherfucker over 20 years, and you pulling shit like that now.
Yeah.
That's why we at
ours. Yeah, that's wild.
I'm going to keep it real, though. If it's 20 years now, if it's 20, we too invested.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? The results still going to be the same. We still going to do that.
It's like this. I did some foul shit. Excuse me. About his case.
You said you did?
Some foul shit.
He had like a little grape case.
Yeah, yeah. So I said some foul shit about his case on my podcast. And as soon as I found out that the information was wrong, I went on my podcast and apologized to him, his family, and cleared it up.
Yeah, I seen that, yo.
So all I wanted from this dude was clear it up.
Give me your podcast name real quick while we're talking about it.
Huh?
Give me your podcast.
Oh yeah, Smoke Light Radio, man. Check out Smoke Light Radio every goddamn Wednesday, man. We had the God on there. Oh yeah, early.
I gotta come back.
Smoke Light Radio. Make sure y'all tap in. For sure, I'm with it. For sure.
So anyway, I just want the same in return. Right. I just need an apology and an explanation, and we can move on.
Right.
Period. At least I could get that.
Right.
And he still ain't apologized. You know what I mean? Ain't man enough to say, you know what? I fucked up. I was going through it. My bad. Right. Nigga, you my brother. I ain't mean nothing, nigga. Let's, you know, get to it. That's all I want.
Yeah, it's hard. Accountability. It's hard when you keep putting your hand out and the nigga don't grab your hand. It's like, goddamn, my hand here. You keep looking past it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Man, I done been on the phone. When I'm trying to, you know, pull out the olive branch.
Right.
Give the olive branch. And I'm always the bigger guy trying to call the nigga. And
nigga tired of being that.
He hanging up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
crazy.
If
I'm trying to call, get to the bottom of it, and you keep on hanging up in my fucking face, what am I supposed to do? I done tried 1,000 times.
Oh.
So I'm doing
it. It ain't long before I say God bless you.
Exactly. Yeah,
for sure.
You know what I mean? So it's difficult,
especially that big of a group and that big of a song.
I don't even do that with a bitch. I'm going to do that with my niggas.
And it makes it feel so crazy. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
But go ahead.
Yeah, so I just want that formal apology. That's it. We done been through ups and downs. You know what I mean? We done been at each other's necks a thousand times.
Yeah, and let's just say this real quick to the people out there that's hearing what he's giving his testimony, what he went through with his partner. Accountability is a huge thing. I always say no relationship works. It don't matter if it's your bros or it's your wife or your girl. Any relationship in the world doesn't happen or work without reciprocation and communication. And you can't get reciprocation without communication and vice versa. You see what I'm saying?
Communication.
So you need both. You know what I mean? To have a successful relationship with anybody. You know what I'm saying? So even, you know, one thing I'll say, like, what I'm applauding with you is because you're saying I'm always being the bigger person, right?
Yeah.
Even the bigger person, even if you thought you was dead right, you went to him and said, hey, man, my apology, extended dollar branch, like you said, definitely. Right? Absolutely. Now, the thing is, even if
I told him, like, yo, whatever I did, because I know he mad at me about something. So I'm like, whatever I did to you that got you mad at me, I apologize.
Right.
I don't know what it is, but I'm going to come out of my mouth. I'm my bad.
Yeah. Right.
Nobody's perfect.
Yep.
So boom, tell him that, and blah 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 blah, nigga, blah, 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 hang up. I'm like, whoa,
blow torch.
I gotta do a moving. Yeah. I'm not chasing nobody, my nigga. I'm too much of a fucking boss to be out here trying to chase a nigga.
Yeah,
and he is in the wrong
for sure.
Nigga need to be chasing me.
Right, for sure.
Yuck, man, what's up, man? Let's get it together. No, nigga. Like,
See, but you're going full three of them right now. But the thing is, I'm gonna stick with you for a second.
Oh, that's how you be.
That's
on.
How he is.
We Libras, though. We Libras.
Yeah. I'm the nigga. Fuck is I'm talking to you. For?
See, but like, I'm gonna stick with you for a second. Cause, see,
like, niggas don't like that. Don't tilt the motherfucking scale.
Yeah. But you did it. But you did it right, though. You extended it, though, right? You see what I'm saying? So it doesn't matter if you're right or you're wrong, or because at the end of the day, I'm not a personality like three. But at the same time, I feel like I'm that nigga too.
You are.
You see what I'm saying? Every nigga going. Feel
you
like
one
that,
of the
right?
ones.
But
no
you,
question
like,
about
I just said this. Me and Three was having a conversation with Sway the other day, and it was exactly what I said. I said, the thing is why we are such good friends and why it's unbreakable is because I stay in my lane.
Right.
He stays in his lane, right. But we share a lane.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? But we stay in our lanes while we, every now and again, we in the middle and we share a lane.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? But we stay in our motherfucking lanes. The thing is when you did that, you know what I'm saying? He could have thought he was the nigga too, but the thing was, is he should have accepted your olive branch, and whether he thought he was right or wrong, apologize as well. Just reciprocate that.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
That's
and
all
fuck
I
it.
Want.
Agree to disagree.
Yep.
We both say sorry, and let's get through this.
You know what I'm saying? And have a conversation. We both probably done fucked up.
For
I probably
sure.
did. Because I'm the manager.
Right.
So niggas get mad at me booking the shows thinking I'm taking extra. It ain't nothing to take.
Right.
Like what we getting ain't
it's
that
the money.
Much.
Yeah, we gotta make this work.
Yeah, you gotta make it work, nigga. Right. Like, you can't get no show over 20,000 or something.
Right,
ain't nothing to take, nigga.
Right.
It's a $7,000 show,
they
nigga.
They also, and I'm assuming if you're the manager, they don't have the attributes that you do to be able to do this kind of shit. So if that's the case, then you gotta be okay with that.
Gotta
you
know have what trust.
I'm and that's where me and him get along well. Whatever he's good at, I might be weak at, but I'm cool with being weak there because he's going to give me my strength in that category.
Sure.
And whatever he's weak at, I'm going to give him his strength.
Every time.
So we let each other, you know what I'm saying, take lead with different things, and that's cool.
But how are you going to assume I'm stealing and you actually stealing?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, because he thought he was stealing. He wanted to justify his stealing.
Yeah.
See, I ain't never heard it from that point.
There it go. Just go right there. So I don't want to even have this conversation. I think you are. So let me make this move.
Yep.
So I feel like I got my retribution.
Right. And if that's how it went.
It could be that.
Yep.
And if that's how it went.
I fucked up everything.
Yeah, 100%.
You got to play devil's advocate. And see from the other nigga point of lens.
Got to.
He could have been thinking I was stealing.
But you got to have that conversation. Like, me and Slim being in situations like, he sees something his way, and I don't see it at all. I'm like, nigga, I don't know what you're talking about. He didn't break it down. Like, damn. Now I put on his motherfucking green eyes, and I can see it like.
He said, put on a nigga green
damn it,
eyes.
I see that. You know what I'm saying?
I see what you're talking about.
It makes sense. Uh-huh. Nigga, let's get it crisp.
But I got to go through a lot of shit to get this nigga there.
Hey, man, I'm still.
Damn.
Great Wall of China,
well,
nigga.
Let's get it done.
Boy, I got to climb that motherfucker. Free solo. Too, like the white boy, nigga. No rope, no nothing, nigga.
But it's them conversations that we do it, and then like we keep it all the way.
That one made my nigga choke up.
Yeah,
see, but here's the thing though, bro, and I'm gonna tell you this, Yuck Mouth. The thing is when you, that's why he doesn't have friends. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Because the thing is since his wall is so motherfucking great and you gotta free solo that bitch, what happens is motherfuckers, they'll do fuck shit like what you saying happened with you, and then like, oh man, I think he says I'm a steal, right? But no, the thing is if I got a problem with this nigga, we're gonna sit down and we're gonna have some understanding. You see what I'm saying? It's gonna, I don't give a fuck how you like how I say it, and I don't give a fuck whatever. We're gonna put it on the table and we're gonna be done with it. You see what I'm saying?
Facts.
Well, the key, not to cut you off.
No, it's all good.
The key thing you said is that you guys will talk about the shit and get past it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And the other key thing that you said was that, okay, if you feel some type of way, y'all gonna go to the back and box, right?
Facts. For sure.
So boom. He wants to do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm out on a $250,000 bail.
Right.
You know what I mean? I can't get in trouble.
At
period.
All.
Yeah. I can't. You know what I mean? Straight up. So I'm like, okay, cool. Let's do a celebrity boxing match. Right. Where I could do it legally without going to jail.
What year is this?
And we get this
right
year.
Now.
That's all.
Right,
that's what I'm saying. It's an end thing right now. I just want to be
right
sure.
Now. Yeah, so I'm like, let's do the celebrity boxing match. I try to hook up with Wack 100, have him set the shit up. We was on Clubhouse, line the shit up, and he didn't accept it. You know what I mean? He thinking that we're gonna be able to go on the streets. I'm like, that's gonna be up.
Oh, that's all he said. Like, don't do that, brother.
Nah, that's,
you know, don't touch me, that.
Nah.
That was funny.
That ain't
I saw an interview you said that.
That ain't it, man.
Do not touch me.
The best thing you could do is hop in the ring, my nigga.
Right, keep it there.
Anything else is gonna be seriously bad for you.
See, but just real quick, let me throw this in there because I want to make sure I don't forget it. The thing is that's what I was. The point I was getting to is like, even though we can have that conversation, me and Three can. The thing is. Most people would be discouraged by his personality.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Where if you scared of this nigga, or if you scared to throw hands, or if you scared of this nigga, or you any of the above, you're going to just do some fraudulent shit to this nigga because you don't feel like you're going to be able to win in any other category. You see what I'm saying? Other than having a fucking conversation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And if they come to three and they say some shit like that to him, and he like, nigga, and he get on his three of them shit, nigga might be scared. You might be pussy. So then what you do is you do fuck shit. You see what I'm saying?
Right,
if you don't feel like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
they avoid it. Then
so they get discouraged by his demeanor and his how he move. And everybody, you can see the nigga, he's made world star a couple times.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? One, he tried to squeeze one on a nigga, another one, he beat niggas up and shit. So it could be like that. You know what I'm saying? And then the nigga even won with the squeeze one. Nigga beat him up, took his shit. So niggas, come on.
That one was epic.
Gargoyle.
For sure. So it's like, so that's why people do fraudulent shit. And you know, whether I'm not saying that's what happened with you, you know what I'm saying? But there's still a conversation could place. And even though you initiate the conversation, he should have bowed down to that too. You tuck your tail, nigga. At the end of the day, he could need to tuck his.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And let's have a conversation.
Definitely, because it's
niggas
too much
gotta
money
just
on the table.
come to the middle.
Right.
You know what I mean? Both
is grown,
be able to sacrifice attitudes or whatever and just come to the middle and come to agreement. I'm still up for it. You know what I mean?
That's a blessing.
Lot is that your of money on the table.
Oh,
that's my shit. My bad. Yeah,
that's a blessing.
I thought it was mine for a second. Yeah, my shit kept going on through. My shit's silent.
And the blessing that whole situation, man, y'all still got time, man.
Like, yeah.
And the beautiful thing about this society may be crazy right now, social media, all this weird shit, but the thing about his song, his art, his group, it never really gonna get old no more.
Right.
This shit could revamp, like the shit. Yeah. Like, nigga, who saw that coming?
Who saw that coming?
That was massive.
You feel me?
So that
super
shit can always come back. Y'all can always get a big bag forever, no more know what's gonna come.
Oh,
so
listen, boy.
So y'all come together, man. It
toured
can take
every motherfucking weekend.
Oh, that nigga always out of town. Always
every weekend, my nigga. Still on the road, my nigga, period.
That's
so
a blessing, bro.
It's still bringing in a bag, my nigga. Dope-ass bag. He just gotta be able to give me the same respect I gave him.
Facts.
You know what I mean? And back to respect, man. I think when you do box, you know what I mean? It's like when a nigga used to bully you.
Yeah.
Long win, lose, or draw. As long as you fight back,
you be cool with
you.
That's
what
one thing I love about California.
As long as you fight back, the bully gonna have
them
respect
niggas
will
get down.
You.
And you'll never hear nobody talk about. I was talking about nigga Magnus Jackson Properties. Make sure y'all tap in with
him.
I was saying one thing I love about, and I didn't mean to interrupt you. One thing what happens I love about California is niggas don't ever talk about who won, who lost. They just say, that nigga get down.
He get down.
Nigga, we win that bitch. We squabbled, nigga.
Win, lose, or draw.
That's all that matters.
Win, lose, or draw. You come out.
Prison rules.
Both come out with respect. 100%. You come out that, so it probably need to go there so niggas can have some respect for each other.
Most definitely.
You know what I mean? Because when you fight a nigga, you you got a different type of respect.
Right.
You know what I mean? We done seen, my rest in peace of Gonzo, but we seen what happened with Gonzo and Bosco. They was arch rivals. And then when they boxed, got that shit off their shoulder, they became the best of friends.
That's usually how it goes.
Like, literally. Like, so if me and Numb need to get in the ring to become friends again, I'm with that.
Let's set that up, man.
You know, period.
Straight up. Top of the boxing.
Yeah, for sure.
But also, okay, that's Jay Prince. You've known probably all the biggest people here, from Tupac, Mac Dre. Like,
hold on, my bad, three. So when he was talking about doing it in the streets with you, right? Was he talking about he wanted a group of random motherfucking hood niggas around, or he was just saying, like, hey, I'm gonna come over to the crib, let's have a conversation?
Hell no, nah. He wanted to do it in front of everyone, go in the back of.
That's a violation, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? It should mostly be just private, but okay, but go ahead, three.
Catch me somewhere, whatever.
Some random shit.
Yeah. Run up on a nigga.
Random street shit, like, nigga, I see
check
you.
Check this out, man. I'm out on a corner $1 billion bill. I can't get in trouble.
That's not how you treat your people, your inner circle people. You know what I'm saying?
For busting at a fucking occupied vehicle, my nigga. It was $500,000. So I'm out on $250,000 on some serious shit with a strike, my nigga. So I can't be out here playing no fucking games with these niggas.
Straight up, at all.
That's a fact.
Nah, hell nah. So I'm cool on that. But we could get in the ring and make some money with the shit. But I ain't putting my freedom and shit on the line for no nigga trying to box in the streets, my nigga. I got goons for that.
Facts.
You know, and then we like you, boy. We like three of, we one of the ones.
For sure.
You know, we everywhere with it.
Damn right.
Legally.
The legal way. The three of them.
The legal way, nigga. Armed security way.
Yes, the right way.
So we moving,
we moving right.
It's on the airplane. It's everywhere we go in all the states that it could be at.
Mandatory.
Period. So so don't play with us.
No, you moving right
at all.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Period.
Right.
You gotta move right, nigga. These rappers are the target, nigga.
The biggest.
The most dangerous job, nigga, besides being a cop,
you
nigga,
heard
is being
about
a
that?
Fucking rapper.
Nigga, that's a fact.
For real.
Yeah. Boosie be talking
I've
about that.
I've been saying that.
Yeah.
That's before true. Boosie. Boosie probably just said that. I've been saying this shit, my nigga.
Man, three yuck, of
them. Yeah, I've been saying this shit.
That's yuck, bro, man. He been talking that shit. Cause
yeah, look what I pulled up in. I got two fucking luxury cars at the house. Yeah, I got that shit covered up. I don't even drive it how they, because they be following niggas home. Yeah, nigga, that's how I think. Nigga, they try to do home invasion. That's why I cop my case. Niggas try to run up in my shit. I ran them out and bust at them outside the house.
Right.
That's when it got illegal. Right. I didn't learn the
you
rules
go
that they
the
got to
yeah.
be in the house.
Yeah, it's California, brother.
Yeah,
gotta,
so.
See, I ain't gonna lie. That,
I just thought, nigga, since you try to rob me, I could do it all.
I know,
nigga.
I mean, towards the end, a nigga ran off on me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
Towards the end, even in Minnesota, that's what I did. I followed people. I followed them to the crib and shit like that.
So they'll follow you home and they'd see your car on social media and they'd see you in the wind. I just seen motherfuckers, because I be doing a lot of cannabis events, man. These motherfuckers and start putting little trackers on a nigga car.
Them AirPods.
You
know
I mean? You want to know a funny story? Tell me about the AirPods. I just left my AirPods in three cars.
Because you left them in my car. Now I'm in the crib and that shit activated on my phone. If I was calling
the AirPods nearby.
I said, nigga, you put some AirPods in my motherfucking car. He's like, I'm like, all right, boy. I'm about to load up all this shit.
Right?
I'm about to go Rambo, nigga, with a cat in this house, boy, nigga. I'd have tore this bitch down.
I don't even drive my luxuries until it's like time, like a Grammy Awards or something.
You gotta
go
move
to a
right.
private mansion or something that ain't with the bullshit. Then I pull the shit out. But I'm riding around in a daily driver that look like a hoopty.
Smart guy.
Just so, nigga, no jewel. I don't wear the jewelry to the grocery
store.
Everywhere. This is my rap costume. I bring this shit out when I do my show.
Facts.
And I'm not even through the airport with it. It's when I go perform. That's when
smart
you see
man,
me.
Man.
Other than that, I'm at the hotel. I'm eating and shit. No jewels on. Nothing but the shit in my mouth. Period.
It's just a side note, too. You know, how you doing mentally? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Going through it. Because I've been out on
through this
bail.
Shit. Because you done seen a lot. Been through a lot.
Oh, I'm good, bro. I'm hella good. I'm the nigga
you on
that,
bail, you ain't really even free.
I'm the nigga that consult niggas. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Period. I'm the nigga that's helping niggas with their relationships and shit, helping niggas stay on top of their rap game and shit, helping niggas financially, all the shit. So I'm the nigga they talk to.
Right.
Period. I'm good, man. I'm happy as fuck, man. I'm married. My wife, my kids.
Congratulations.
I'm happy.
Man. How many kids?
Four.
Well,
you know
boys,
what I mean?
Girls, how many?
One girl, three boys.
Oh, wow. Any grown yet?
Shit, they all grown besides the little one.
Yeah,
okay, but, that's dope. Congrats, man.
Man, so it's about being happy, man.
That's
like, I had hella...
Give you hopes, three. Give you hopes,
I had hella money.
You only got four, nigga.
had hella money, hella all the shit, man, but I wasn't complete until I was happy with my wife, my life, you know what I mean? Hard. With my situation. Like, some of this shit could be bought out of sadness.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean? To make yourself feel good. Like, I used to go buy shit, go buy the Benz, go buy the Rolly, go buy the chain. Still feel shitty. It'd be good the day you got it.
Over with.
After that, you looking at this motherfucker like, man, what the fuck I spent all this money for? I'm still not happy.
For sure.
You know what I mean? So now I wake up happy without having to buy material shit.
That's
you know what I mean? And that's where I'm humble at. I'm humble at that. Like,
and that's legendary.
It's dope. You know what I mean? Like, right. it's actually more valuable than money, happiness.
For
no
sure.
Question about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's
and then if you get
currency.
Money and you happy, oh, you,
yeah, now
you're
so really there.
I'm getting money and I'm happy, come so on, I'm man. Good. I don't need no motherfucking therapy,
yeah, no
none
overhead,
of that shit.
No extra, nothing.
I done leveled all the way down, and I respect you for doing that, my nigga. I used to have a $15,000 a month overhead, my nigga. All that shit.
I've had 20-30s on some minimums.
I'm at 50 right now, nigga. I know.
Right. So that overhead is a motherfucker, man.
And you take care of a lot of people and all this shit.
And the money, it fluctuates ups and downs. Like a roller coaster. You have some good months, some bad months, good year, bad year.
Good seasons, bad seasons. Yeah.
And you got to be able to weather the seasons. You know what I'm saying?
You have to.
And then you get to a point where you, like how you was used the OG in the game, right? So it's like, at this point, listen, what the fuck are we doing here?
And what we trying to prove?
To nothing. Don't mean nothing to nobody.
What we trying to prove?
What you already did was, it's already set in stone, brother. You've made history. You're a historian.
Like I said, I watched you, bro. I watched you and Drew Downs, them old rap cities. When y'all should be talking that shit in the convention, nigga. I remember it vaguely. Like, these, them niggas, I want to be like, these niggas talk that shit, fly, live a life, have a good time. And on top of that, like I said, you seen them all. You seen the Pox, the Mac Dre's, the Biggies, the Jay Prince's, the Shoes.
I toured with Biggie.
You was around
nigga.
All these niggas, man. You still here, man.
I toured with Biggie, my nigga.
That's hard.
Legendary.
Yeah.
Toured with them.
And Mac Dre, like one of your close friends,
Mike
right?
Dre was my nigga like this, man. There's a piece to Furley, man.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
You know, I was out there in Kansas City with him. We all got
you got a good
there.
Biggie story when y'all was on tour?
Oh, hell yeah, man. I was selling all the weed on tour. Yeah. I was the weed man, nigga. We got sent on tour fresh off the block.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I stopped selling crack and started selling weed. So, yeah, Biggie, I was selling so much weed on tour that when Biggie came out here working on his Life After Death album, he linked up with me in L.A. You know what I mean? He was at the Four Seasons and shit and called me for some weed.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So I go up there, fuck with them, him and C's and shit. This is when they first do the Crush On You video.
Okay.
So they get the VH1 tape and they said it's about to be premiered on MTV the following Monday. This was Saturday I seen a nigga. And he broke down about Pac. He was like, man, why Pac think we set him up? We love Pac. That was our nigga, man. We looked up to Pac. C's coming, this motherfucker. Pac was our dog, man. We'd never do that, nigga. We love Pac, nigga. Pac, 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 Pac. They, you know, exposing, you know what I mean? They love for Pac to me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I know people that fuck with Pac and shit. They like, man, we're never like, hell no, we love Pac. Woo, 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 woo. He start talking about faith and shit. Like, man, don't never get married, man. That shit bullshit, man.
The jig is up.
He said, fuck that, man.
Love it, Slim. Go subscribe.
Never fuck these bitches, man. Don't never get married.
Shout out to my wife, Jazz, man.
Shout out to my wife, Jazz.
Shout out to my wife, Kizzy, man.
Yeah, got
so,
you, man.
So, y'all just talk to him about that. I know Pac was born in New York, but is he considered like a Bay Area guy,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, man.
Right, right?
Man. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he considered L.A., too. So, right. Pac a little bit. That's what made Pac so
He's
dope.
A smorgasbord.
He represents. In his all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The West Coast and the East Coast.
And that's what made him so cold, though, because he had all these different perspectives, all these different environments.
Oh,
that
he
grew
had
up
everything.
In.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm
saying? All to his
different
advantage.
Lingos, different talks, different whatever retaining ways. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
So,
top
so
level.
You got any funny or legendary Pac stories?
Oh, man. This is the one when I was mad at Pac. But go to the studio, Can-Am Studio, man. We up there, man. And, Pac, it was two studios, one in the front, one in the back. The one in the back is Snoop Dogg's studio. The one in the front is Pac's studio. So I'm going into Pac's studio to really fuck with them. This is when he working on One Nation, Nation album. So he wanted, you know, loonies, everybody on that motherfucker. So this one I'm going there to try to get it in on the One Nation. Drew Down already got in on Pac album on All Eyes on Me, on what it's called? Something About You or something? It's All About You.
All About You.
Drew Down, that's at the beginning on the intro and shit.
I was just listening to Pac today. Yesterday, I pulled up.
Drew Down had a crazy story about faith and all that. I heard the hotel. That's hysterical, man.
I wasn't there, man.
Right, it wasn't me.
Big strike.
So what happened?
But anyway, so I'm trying to enter the studio. Pac is coming out at the same time. I ain't got no weed.
Right.
So I'm like, Pac, you know what I mean? Let me buy some weed. He got a bag of weed in his hand as he's coming out. He's like, nigga, I ain't the motherfucking weed, man. It spit off, nigga. Eat it. Like, nigga, you gonna get me a bud, nigga. Like a motherfucking weed, man. Put the weed in his pocket and spit on the nigga.
He was activated.
He was super activated. This is shirt off Pac, nigga, with the jewels and shit. Nigga. Shirt off, nigga.
Yeah, I always wondered when them flat gold chains, you know, the flat motherfucker.
Called a hair bone,
bro. Yeah, no jewelry like that, brother.
There wasn't no hair bone. This is a death row chain.
Oh, yeah, the
chunky Rolex.
Oh, he had a fat boy on you?
Oh, this the full.
Nah, this is
top level Pac.
Okay. This is death row Pac.
Yeah,
this is after All Eyes on Me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is the full Pac.
Oh,
nigga.
Shit.
Ultra iced out. Nigga, I ain't no motherfucking weed, man. And wiggle. Yeah. I got so heated, nigga, I didn't even go in the studio. I went to the back to Snoop and them shit, like on some protest and shit. Like, man, fuck Pac and them. Fucking Snoop.
See, I was talking about that. I get a round chain. You know what I'm saying?
Went. Oh, yeah, the herringbone. That was one of my first chains, the herringbone.
I always wanted one of them when I was a kid.
Nah, you don't.
Get one, get one now.
No,
get
you
one.
Don't. Cool. Nah. Fall asleep.
You the rich one, brother. Shit.
Come on, man. You got me.
You fall asleep in that herringbone.
You got that for me.
You fall asleep in the herringbone, that shit is over.
Tearing your skin
off. That shit is, no, it's going to fold up, nigga. It's like aluminum.
I seen that,
yeah. That shit will twist up, nigga. You got to take it off. Gently,
yeah.
Put it on gently.
That bitch crinkle up quick.
That should have fold up, nigga. Yeah, that ain't a hairbone.
Because before
no
that,
more.
The famous one was the big ropes and shit, right?
Yeah, the donkey ropes.
That's the top level dope niggas. Yeah, that big whole acre motherfucker with the whole.
Yeah, I wouldn't fuck with
Slick Rick motherfuckers.
Hell yeah,
yeah.
Niggas, man.
That's crazy though, man.
I went to
you
Snoop
really been
studio.
Around all that though. That's crazy, bro.
And Snoop had the weed, and he was very generous with the weed. So I stayed back there, man. Snoop like, oh, roll some cut. Nigga, I grabbed the bag and got the rolling up and just fuck with Snoop and them. But I was heated at Pac. He's like, that ain't no motherfucking weed, man.
Damn.
That's a funny ass story. So you got Biggie stories, Tupac stories. Nigga, damn, nigga, you been in the game
Mac
for a
Dre,
while.
I was
Mac
out Dre. There 3 days before he died.
Yeah.
We was out there. Now, something told me it was a vibe. It was an eerie vibe out there to where, you know, the first show that we all got flew out, dude didn't have our backing. And he was trying to tell us to hang around and shit.
Janky white. Promoter, motherfucker.
Yeah, super janky. He's trying to. But I'm not. Whatever happened with Mac Dre, I'm not. This promoter ain't got nothing to
nothing
do
to do with
it.
Yeah.
This is the show that initially got us out there. So he wanted us to wait in the hotel room while he hit the block, spin the block, and go make some moves. Right. I'm like, nigga, I'm going home.
Big home.
You could, this one, Western Union and shit was
right.
In MoneyGram. I'm like, you could MoneyGram the shit out of me. I'm going home.
Damn,
I'm not staying in this hotel.
Right.
I'm out of here.
Man, listen.
So, the jig is up.
The jig is up.
All the way.
The jig is up, nigga. So I dip, and Dre ended up getting booked out there for a few more gigs and shit. So,
he was like booked, Halloween, right?
Halloween, yeah. So he's double booked on Halloween, and then shit after the last show, the worst shit happened.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
R.I.P.
The
Mac
thing
Dre,
with the freeway shit.
Yeah, on the freeway driving back.
Right.
End up shooting it this van, right?
Shooting up his van.
R.I.P. Mac, man.
Damn.
There's a piece of the Cuddy, man.
Yeah, man.
Mac
historical.
Dre.
Was he as big as he was before? As he was after, of course not.
No, he was super big. He was about to sign a deal with Universal.
That nigga used to go crazy.
I think Atlantic for like $3.5
million.
That's how Fab got his deal over there.
Right.
When Dre died, they took Fab, you know what I mean? Instead of giving the whole deal that they was giving to Thiz Entertainment. But they had a big-ass deal where they was going to, you know, they already had all the Bay Area artists.
They was already cooking it up.
Yeah, they always had a big-ass catalog of artists. And Dre was the icing on the cherry on top.
That was all
so,
his shit.
Yeah, so once he passed, you know, it went to Mr. Fab. They signed Mr. Fab.
Yeah, he said G-Wags and shit, all that back already early, right?
Before. Famous, nigga.
Yeah.
Range Rovers,
yeah.
G-Wagons. I was
crazy.
The nigga that made the Range Rover famous, though.
That is
That's
true.
Why,
that
nigga,
is
so
true.
I've been driving
and
Range
and that Benz
crew. Yeah, right. Take your credit.
You
man.
Had both of them motherfuckers
he
first.
At the same
Ben.
Time.
One of the ones.
Ben.
Well, I thought you was the first one to do the Rose Gold, but you said, who was it?
I was the first.
There you was, you nigga.
I'm still rocking.
Rose Gold,
nigga.
I've
been the first, nigga. That
Rose Gold King.
Come on, man.
That Rose Gold. So, real quick, what's somebody that, like, obviously Pac and Biggie, like, come on, immortalized, right? They're going to be up there in the Maya Ruin talk type, you know what I'm saying, with the Mount Rushmores of understanding. But,
the
like,
biggest
what's,
dogs.
What's people that you've been around that people have no idea that you've been around? Like, were you, like, were they at least expected? Like, if you
we did Oprah Winfrey.
Damn,
shit, that's crazy.
We did Oprah,
one of the ones.
That's a good one, boy.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no!
Yeah, Oprah. Where Oprah? Let me kiss you in the mouth. Fuck step.
Big Harpo Studios. Chi-Town. Look in Chicago. Yeah, nigga, I seen Oprah in a sweatsuit, nigga, with no makeup on, nigga.
She had them feet out. She had them feet out.
She had the feet out, my nigga. She had some tennis shoes on.
You said you on the yacht, though, you said?
Nah, I seen it.
Harpo Studios.
That was right before you said. You said sweatpants, no makeup on. And then what was the last part? Before,
she had some tennis shoes on.
Tennis shoes.
Anyway, no, he said something in between. I forgot it. See, they gonna remember it.
I forgot.
Yeah, it's all
anyway.
Good.
But anyway, so for the rehearsal, we get to see Oprah. She telling us all what to do. Basically, it was a Quincy Jones tribute.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So that song that we got on for Quincy Jones that got Grammy nominated, we was there to perform it. So it's fucking Brandy, it's Shaq, it's Coolio.
Damn.
It's
Coolio.
I saw him in Paradise. He watched this shit too.
What's the singer that was married to Grant Hill?
Tamia.
She was there. She was there because she was signed to Quincy Jones at the time.
Quincy Jones tapping
so
that.
It was a Quincy Jones special. You know what
Quincy
I mean?
Quincy Jones fucking everything.
Yes, he was.
You know what I'm saying? I was getting fucked up.
Or
that
Mr.
Quincy
Scrooge.
Jones documentary was so
important. Don't get it fucked up.
The crazy part
Mr.
is you've been
Scrooge.
Around all these niggas. For sure, don't you do that. But the thing is, you've been around all this motherfucking greatness, all this historicalness, and you one of them too.
Right. Oh, thank you. Thank
That's
you,
hard.
Man.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
We done did it all, man. That Oprah Winfrey, we did Apollo, Oprah, all that shit. So.
That's hard, the Oprah
yeah.
show.
Yeah, yeah. And when we did the Apollo, nigga, this is when FUBU first came out. We like the first niggas to wear FUBU besides LL.
Come on, man.
Keep giving them that.
They had, they had the t-shirts. They ain't even had a hat yet. That's
it's
why.
Sport,
that's why LL had a Gap hat. He had it on in a Gap commercial.
He turned it back. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah they didn't even have hats yet. They just had fucking t-shirts with the FB on it. We wore them shits on the Apollo.
Come on, man. First nigga ever wear FUBU in this motherfucker.
No, that's cold. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie to you.
First nigga to wear rose gold in these hoes, man.
Now, just episode 36, right?
Yeah.
But I gotta before we end it, I gotta say this.
Let him know, Turbo.
First nigga with the motherfucker.
Let him know, Turbo.
First nigga with the motherfucker two dope beers though, you hoe ass nigga.
Hey, buddy. First nigga driving Range Rovers, my nigga.
Come on, man.
Before Jay-Z said the 4.6 shit.
Man,
nigga.
Keep going on. Man.
I had the Defender, nigga. The double-decker Defender.
Come on, man.
Then I got motherfucking... Then I got the 4.6.
Big ice cream, man. That's me, nigga.
Yeah, man.
It's historical.
Come I mean, I know y'all big GMC and Ford dudes. I never liked them trucks. Remember, I had the F-150, the Dolphin rental one.
Yeah, he had a memory, bro, because he got shot in that motherfucker.
Yeah, I got shot. So I damn near was protesting again. Yeah, I don't never want to be in these motherfuckers. So when I got on, I got the Range Rovers, man. And
damn.
I just fell in love. You know what I mean? Period.
But just speaking about how you pioneered everything real quick, because I want to say this before we end this motherfucker.
I was the first ice cream man, too, nigga.
Come on, man.
Let that be known.
See?
Let that be known.
And that's what I want
to say. Let that be known, nigga. See, you got to clear that up. Shout out to Pito. He did it better.
Oh, he went crazy.
But wait, this is what I want to talk about since you mentioned that, right? Because this is before we wrap it up, I want to say that. So now everything you pioneered, how you started everything, trended everything, how does it feel to know your prolificness in the game and then motherfuckers don't want to pay homage?
It's still a lot going on, man. It's still a lot of shit that I start. You know what I mean? As far as this podcast shit, a lot of lingo and shit that people were saying, you know what I mean? It's coming from me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? A lot of lingo. I just seen a nigga say on the news, nigga said somebody was a diet Trump.
Damn.
Now, we was the first one saying low sodium and diet, like somebody that's trying to be, like we say,
a watered down diluted
Kobe
version.
Is a low sodium Michael Jordan. Diet Michael Jordan.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
First nigga saying that. They saying this shit on the news now. This shit was on Fox News.
One of the ones.
She's a diet Trump. I said, our shit, the lingo is going around everywhere. Like the white people saying this shit.
For
like
sure.
It's crazy. So, yeah, what's another one that we said? Oh, no Frank Ocean.
Right.
Switched it up.
That's definitely yours.
Switched it up. Niggas saying no Franco, all types of shit right now. So,
yeah,
it's a lot of lingo that we be, you know what I mean, coming up with and people run with it.
Yeah,
you know
don't pay no homage.
The banana in the tailpipe.
You go
that's
crazy with
me,
that.
My nigga.
That's you?
No, he go crazy with that.
Oh, shit, I got
everybody just now saying, don't fall for the banana. That, nigga, that's me.
That's you.
I started that.
Damn.
One of the ones.
They probably don't even know
definitely.
What movie it came from.
Damn.
One of the ones.
Don't fall for the banana. What movie it came from then, motherfucker?
Right. I didn't even know that came from. on you. That's crazy. That's a classic.
I made that the saying now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the saying. That's like, nobody ain't taking nothing from Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah.
These niggas ain't probably even seen Beverly Hills Cop, that saying the shit.
Straight up. Came from you.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, come
that's
on.
That's how
man.
When you one of the ones, man.
Yeah,
that
but
happens,
not
bro.
In the tailpipe. That's me. Y'all that's my lingo.
I don't be liking that shit. From the shit, the shit I've created or the shit you do, I don't like that shit. Because if or the shit you do, I make it pay homage, man.
That's all I ask you.
Now you sound like me with the ice cream man shit. Yeah. See, now they just lingo no
this
more.
Jiggas,
they ain't lingo no more. It's pay like, homage, nigga, pay homage.
Pay homage,
and that's
man.
What we want to pee. And that's all you got to do, huh? And fucking, the fucking
Spotted
Eagle.
That bitch was going hard.
Niggas trying to take it like they originated the shit, huh?
One of the ones. They give my shit this shit. Niggas got to pay homage to me.
Yeah, nigga, they give no homage.
Yeah, you got to pay that.
You got to at least do that.
Nigga, to say Oakland out one time in that motherfucker.
I prefer some money and some understanding.
I'm going to need that, too.
At least pay the homage.
God damn.
At least mention your nigga name.
Niggas going full tours, using my shit, merchandise, and all that. God damn.
One of the ones.
You
give
it up too much.
Oh, my bad.
You
give
it up too much.
Red flag.
You give it up too much.
Attorney. Take care
of that. No, I don't like that shit. I don't like that. And I don't like when people, not only do they take it and try to build on it, but then they don't ever pay homage. And then on top of that, ain't even trying to throw it in the mix with nothing.
Right. Nah, yeah. It's theirs.
Everything's trying to be organic now.
Cool, you can still let it go and listen to some understanding.
Everything organic now.
Everything.
That's three of them. You know what I'm saying? Everything. Oh, that's the three of them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Gargoyles to you.
I didn't hear them say that shit like on them sports podcasts.
Oh yeah. Pivot, all of the
Pivot.
They always say it.
Yeah. They only
Kevin
they
Garnett,
guy.
Yep. Paul Pierce, all them niggas using that shit. Now.
And he was one of the ones.
Yeah. Where y'all get
he
that
one
from?
Of the ones.
All of a sudden.
God.
All of a sudden.
Yeah,
I
ain't
never heard that before him.
Yeah.
I never heard that before
Yeah, I've been saying that since a kid, dog.
Yeah.
And it came from, it all originated from me talking to girls. Like, I'm one of the ones, you never gonna find nothing that let me. That's for like find the first nigga that made fire. Like, it's over with. Like, I'm one of them. Like,
the
nigga
that's
the first nigga to fly, like the right brothers, like they be flying. I'm one of them ones. Right. Like, it ain't no more of these. Like,
one of them ones.
Nigga that made electricity, yep. Albert Einstein, like, it's over.
Elon Musk.
So you ain't never find another one of these. I'm one of them ones. The
Flight brothers.
The seed, bitch. So pay yourself a motherfucking respect and come on.
Facts.
So it was me really chastising a bitch, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but then niggas will take his shit and then be slick competing him with his own shit. You took my blueprint, you competing with me with my blueprint.
I'm gonna ask you a personal question. You can say yay or nay.
Right.
You know, I come from the land of the is, man. Niggas
for
be
sure.
popping their whip. Yeah. All on a bitch, man.
Yep.
You was the king of downtown?
King of downtown, yeah.
You had a lot of snow, and was you ever part of the ISM committee, my nigga?
I never was.
Ever go to a player's ball or something with some of that snow that was on you? What?
I could have.
I could have.
I'm slutting out.
Oh, no.
I'm a pussy.
You're doing it wrong.
I bust a bitch down, though. Like,
he said you're doing it wrong.
I'll sock it to a pimp pocket.
I bust a bitch
and you
pocket
don't
wide
even,
open.
Yeah, you gotta
but I fuck him, though. I fuck the shit out of him. But I do. Bitches always paid me, though. Not like regular whores on the street, but just bitches, business women and all that. I lived on bitches.
Okay,
like, if I went broke today, a bitch gonna pay the guard.
Okay, cool.
I don't be fucking Marilyn Monroe's.
That's any real nigga with
but
some
understanding. But you had a lot of snow, though.
I did, though. No. I was
that's
in Minnesota,
snow,
nigga.
Money, nigga.
Yeah, big sure. money.
That's snow.
It's
a blonde hair joints?
What?
The blondies?
Thick ones with the boot.
The blondies?
Oh, my God. Had plenty of them. Yeah. Had plenty, but I
would have been running
never,
so
I,
much arrow.
And you would have got everything you think you would have got. You would have got it.
For sure. I just never could, like, take care of no bitch and worry about them.
Yeah,
and take
it's a
them.
Lot.
You got to be real, because I know a lot of pimp niggas. You could tell it's in me.
Yeah.
I'll break a bitch a different way, but like, really, like, bitch, go do this, take care of them, watch them. I ain't got
it's
enough
like
cares.
Take care of a child.
Yeah, yeah, I can't do that part.
You got to
so that's
take,
the part
you
I
hold they hand.
I had plenty
they
whores.
Guidance. They
I had plenty
guidance.
Whores.
Guidance.
But the bitches I had the most was the madam bitches always attracted to me.
They cashing out.
Come on, nigga, I know what I'm doing. They don't get it. So, like, I always had me madam bitch that had the business. She give me the money of the money. You see what I'm saying?
That's still you checking money.
I was checking the bag out the bitch.
You ain't had to be a necessary pimp.
Yeah, it was a new age way.
He could have been one though.
Oh, for sure. I still can. Nigga, don't get it, bitch. I'm old.
This is public information.
Don't get information. It fucked up or
Mr. Scrooge. I could pimp wallet,
I could do a King of Downtown OnlyFans nigga and get meals off that bitch.
You definitely
don't do that, bro. Don't do this safari shit.
No, I ain't dropping cops. No, I'm talking about like,
God damn.
Do that,
the jig is up.
You ain't gonna be one of the ones.
No.
One of the ones.
You can't be on there with your asshole in the air, people. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing that. I'm just talking about how the bitches on there and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not fucking. You know what I'm saying? My dick ain't coming out, guys. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing that. But just have bitches on there and shit that's showing what they do, yeah. and I'm just in the marination that's, you know what I'm saying, coordinated. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Not no fucking just showing bad bitches. You understand me?
Right.
Yeah. But they showing it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ain't no fucking involved. I don't, come on, brother.
You could make this an OnlyFans sure? room. You
that's
got enough cameras, nigga.
Yeah,
you put a bitch on this table.
Ain't talking shit to the bitch.
Have him speaking to the mic.
Yes, I put the ass, bitch. Let me see the tips of motherfucking panties off, bitch, from the people, baby. Squeeze the motherfucking nipples for me. And I'm just orchestrating the bitch, man.
You know I've seen you recently. You've been having some things up in there. That staircase is famous, nigga. That's where I knew where I was at. I thought, this is the staircase.
Gone.
This is the one where he walked down all the bad bitches. Okay. Yeah, I knew exactly where I was at. Okay, this is a famous. This is a fat case.
It's in all the thumbnails.
Yeah, yeah, it's a blessing, man. You
everywhere,
know,
B. That staircase is famous.
Hey, I'm going to stop, man. Let me be free, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let me be free.
Give us free.
That's it, brother. So I'm just a free man living life in its purest form, you know, and doing it right. You know, most of the bitches flown in and all. You know, nigga move accordingly.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Should.
You already know that. So it's like, it's a blessing. I move right and I'm living life, you know.
Hell yeah.
I could have definitely, though, bust down.
Yeah, yeah,
I could
definitely. Easily.
I could have won that whole shit. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my nigga Sharpie. You know what I'm saying? We
I'm keeping it a buck. Shout out to Sharpie. Yep. That shit is a headache.
That's what I'm saying.
I tried and it's I had tough. To say, man, I dropped a bitch off the Bishop Dying One. Literally, right. Like, man, you can have the bitch.
No, I'm asking
can't
one
do
question.
Nothing
I,
with her.
I know you're a married man, right?
Yeah.
But if I'm not mistaken, it's a top level porn star back and they had your dragon on her ass.
Yeah, that's when I had the ism going. A little ism trial I had
that,
going.
That was yours?
That bitch was a headache, man.
He had to stamp it.
Yeah, I'm like, nigga, this is a bad bitch.
Now. He had to brand her.
She stamped it. Yeah,
she had it on her ass, brother. I'm like, that's my nigga.
Same when they put on the horse. Yeah, that's the one she had. Yeah.
All my old school bitches got the dragon. You see a bitch with a dragon, you know that's yuck affiliated, period.
That nigga yuck.
One of the ones.
She wasn't the only porn star. I had another porn star with the whole shit on her thigh.
Come on, champ. Don't go too filling up the whole thigh.
The whole fucking thing.
Come on, champ.
And niggas was pouring.
So you went from all that. You went
from ass over them tattoos.
So you went from pure ism to married. How'd that happen?
Huh?
You went from ism to married. How'd that happen?
Oh, man. Shit.
We got to talk about the same shit.
My wife was down the whole time.
What?
She was down. Like, my wife and my sister was helping me with this shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's top level.
My sister was dropping her off. She was a porn star. Taking her to the scenes and shit, picking her up, taking her check cashing it, you know, getting my money, period. So I had people working while I'm out of town, you know what I mean? So wifey knew about it.
That's
you know, it was paying the bills. Shit,
damn
she knew
right.
about it.
You can't you know, do nothing, but hey,
but
salute
got,
to that.
But it went all bad when she found out I swiped her.
Of course.
Because when the ism, you got to throw some swipe down.
Of course.
They ain't going to just give you the money without
unless you got, like, unless you're in prison.
You got to drop that motherfucker just
right.
to keep
unless
it
unless you're in prison, yeah, yeah. Come you on, get one of the fat white bitches. Yeah,
yeah.
Fat sugar mama.
Pit pal, brother. Tell a pit pal story.
Yeah, sugar
I got
mama.
Some stories, brother.
Don't tell me. I watch Hickory Dickories.
Hey, listen, man. Listen, brother. You gotta have your hustles, man.
Yep.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Our niggas is a plagiarizer.
And you gotta have full script too.
Yep. She found out I was swiping because the bitch, you know what I mean, got possessive and
they always
called
tell.
The wife right. and told yep. her everything.
They always tell.
You know when that happened, I had to shake the bitch. You know what I mean, lose my wife. So yeah, get ghost. You
gotta
know what
go.
I mean? And shook the bitch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and kept my wife together. But yeah, when you find out that's going down, that's the ultimate. You know
right.
what I mean? I damn near lost my wife because of that
damn.
Shit. So yeah,
Well, shout out to your wife for sticking it through.
Oh hell right. yeah, man! My wife down, man.
One of them ones.
That's the rock in the backbone.
She one of them ones. Yeah,
for sure.
That's why I'm happy. She down with me. Whatever.
One
I
of
do.
The ones.
Happy straight wife, up. Happy life.
Happy
say.
Wife, happy life. That's happy spouse, happy
house.
Fucking house.
Don't get it, boy. Come on now, brother. Give it.
Don't get it fucked up, or Mr. Scream.
We keep this shit
I
lit.
Say that shit all the time. Happy spouse, happy house. Because everything can't be focused on the woman. You see
right.
what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
It's about both, brother.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
The bills gotta be paid. All
come
that
on,
shit,
man.
Nigga. When I come home, I need my
shit,
dinner made.
Oh, you yeah, be eating the boss place now.
Boss
my nigga be eating the motherfucking meals.
She keep me right, nigga.
My nigga be eating them lobsters.
Yeah. Oh, big crab game.
Oh, yeah.
Big lobster, big crab game. You know what
big
I mean?
Big butter, big melted butter.
Big oh, motherfucking yeah. tomahawk steaks.
All with the big bone.
I mean? Big bone poking out the boy. No Frank Ocean.
No
Frank. I mean? No Frank O, baby.
The jig is up.
Yeah, man. Nice shrimp scampi and things, you know what I mean? Yeah, we do this, plate. Man, period. So, yeah, salute to my wife, man. That's why I say I'm happy, bro.
Yeah,
I'm like, I'm good. My kids make me happy. I'm straight, man.
And right now, what you're going to see, too, is how shit narrowed down, right? Like, as you go, right, how you said overhead. Overhead could be bitches.
Yep.
Overhead could be money.
Right.
Overhead could be a lot of different things. So
I don't do that. I'll just go to the club and spend $10,000-$15,000 on bottles. I'm not doing that.
See, I've never been that nigga.
I got niggas that do it, that franchise owners that own restaurants and shit like Taco Bell and shit like that, and they just go blow it. I'm like,
why?
Never.
Nigga, they had so many bottles that they leave like 5 or 6 of the motherfuckers on the table, not even pop. It's like, what are we doing? Like,
and you know what's crazy? Once they window the window, they'll be like, damn, I was just, goddamn, all this shit, this shit here.
It's
this
is like boring, you got my nigga. The club is boring right now.
Yes, it is. And dangerous.
And dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Niggas is watching each other. The bitches is like this, man. Yep. They dance with their phone.
Yep.
Remember, we could get up on a bitch, dance with her, and talk to her. Like, hey, baby, what's happening?
Yep.
Slow dance, grab the ass and shit, really, you know, reel that in. You can't do that.
Facts.
These bitches is dancing with their phone. They talking to niggas. They don't want no nigga activity unless they coming to get a drink.
I'm going
to
tell you how much I don't fuck with you.
Me and Three, when I
first
dip off.
When I first moved here, me and Three went to a club in L.A. real quick.
The only time I ever went out.
Yep. And then next time I went, Three had his mans there, whatever, woo-woo. So then I'm with Three.
Shout out to Sincere.
And I'm like, and mind you, I'm fully single, brother.
Sin, that's my nigga.
Yeah. I said Three, when I said, hey man, I get in the motherfucking keys. I said, nigga, I'm out of
here. Yeah,
I was in my McLaren.
What was it? Pin out is the morning joint.
I can't remember.
The fucking supper club.
No, we used to go crazy. The supper club.
Was
that.
It. Yeah,
remember,
was
that's
it.
Like years ago when it was
that's
out here.
That's when shit was lit.
That was crazy.
That was lit.
I came out here and visited. I was there for like 2 weeks. That was the crazy
supper club was lit, nigga.
And niggas be up there with Sincere on the podium shit.
Yeah, he was running that. He was running.
Come on, brother. I know I was here. But this was like 3 years ago. Mm. The dates, was it Sunday? Is Sunday, is it Penthouse?
Playhouse
during the daytime. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That day party. So that's what it was.
So me and Three went there.
This nigga left like 10 minutes.
I'm in there a little bit. I ain't got time for this shit. You know what I'm saying?
I left.
He was like, how you going? Because I didn't want to leave him.
Do you drink?
No.
Yeah, I drink.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you went with the bottle pop and nothing.
Oh, we ain't doing that.
You didn't want the sparkles and shit to come to your table.
We had a session with niggas that was doing all that.
Yeah.
But he don't like that. Yeah. None of that shit. So he's so
fucking money,
you gotta think, at this time, you gotta understand, like, I had full access to
he's single and all that.
Single, bread.
Big bread.
Don't even make no sense.
Big McLaren.
Right.
Big McLaren. We was in the McLaren. He left on it. This nigga, that's what I'm saying. He's the realest nigga. We had never had no fucking problem like this.
Right.
This nigga said, I'm finna leave at 3.
This ain't for me.
I'm like, I ain't about to leave at 2. He said, no, you stay. Here the keys in McLaren. I'm going to take an Uber back home.
Oh, that's the realest shit.
Different type of nigga, man.
Yeah, that's what he one of the ones. He's got to hit the shit.
One of the ones.
No question about it. It wasn't a thought. Didn't call me, nothing. I just come on in, ask nothing. Had the cat to wake up next morning. Here you go.
And y'all both came from Minnesota.
Yeah.
That's dope.
We came
to the home of Prince.
Yep, the home of Prince.
The home of Prince.
He was here for like a year before.
But he say, Three, man, L.A. is lit, nigga. You better bring your ass.
I had to force this nigga to come here. I had to force him.
Force me.
Nigga, when I got my McLaren, I tried to get the nigga here. Like, come on, nigga. I'm going to take delivery of McLaren. Come on, nigga.
Nope.
Yeah, he said, nah, yeah, man, shit, fuck that.
Why I moved from the Bay to here? This is the land of opportunity.
So much opportunity,
nigga. Like,
bro.
I got a movie role just being at Roscoe Chicken
Crazy.
And Waffle. Nigga came with the little camera shit, like, oh, you're the guy,
guy. Yeah.
$7,000.
Right.
Nigga took a trip to motherfucking Phoenix, nigga, 2-3 hours, nigga, right back.
Crazy.
Dressed up in some African shit, said some woo wops,
Right, yeah.
Nigga was right back with 7 bands. It was that easy.
Facts.
We at the gym, 24-hour fitness. They approaching us with G's and gents, all the little reality shows
MTV
and shit. Nigga, I was supposed to be on For the Love of New York.
New York, the girl.
Whatever. I was supposed to be on that shit, and they end up putting the brothers on
Chance
there, the Stallion there. Yeah, but I was supposed to be on there, but my schedule, so I backed out.
Oh wow, that's crazy.
So yeah, the nigga, I went and did the interview, all that shit down on Sunset, the building.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, they got a full building, That's crazy,
but just by being out here.
Yeah, LA everything.
My son is a full-blown actor, nigga. This nigga just did a motherfucking commercial for the new Zion Jordans.
Yeah,
he just got big boy check for that. He just did the NFL commercial.
NFL,
nigga.
I remember that one,
Yeah, just, no, a new one.
Another
legendary.
Okay, a new one for this season, nigga. So he on the agency.
It's in the blood.
Yeah, one of the ones.
He's in the agency
that's
and shit. That couldn't happen in Oakland.
LA, bro.
You know what I mean? Now, he could be a tech guy. He could build some shit, a computer programmer, but far as this music, this entertainment, the money is here.
What's his name?
Jay.
Jay.
He's boxing too. He's an amateur boxer too.
Yeah, he is a boxer. That's what it was. I saw that he's a boxer. Yeah, because think about me just coming out. I ran to him downtown. We just making moves, getting merch, ran to him. He ran up on me on some cool, real nigga shit. Like, damn, that's yuck. He was like, man, I fuck with you.
Yeah. Yeah, keep going. I'm going after you.
Yeah,
go
so he did that. He gave me love. I'm saying, talk to him on the vlog. Boom. And then my
did the podcast.
Yeah, he said, come on the podcast. So I go to his podcast. That's why I meet Macca. Right. So now we meet Macca. Now I got the game. Yep. Then we go paintball and shit. This is real. This is L.A. Yep. That was. Nigga, I got a full game show. My fucking face on the wall in the goddamn building.
On the wall,
man. Come
nigga.
On, bro.
On the wall.
Got a full game show, 100-foot goddamn screen
the
and shit.
Land
with 20.
Of fucking
this is crazy,
bro.
Only been here 2.5 years.
Shout out Macca. Shout out Gold Macca.
Shout out
Layla.
Niggas,
the whole
man,
Coin Academy,
niggas.
Nigga. Boss niggas, bro. Period.
For sure.
Boss niggas.
Cool
man.
Ass niggas, man. Right.
Cool niggas,
man,
bro.
What? Real. One of them one.
Yeah,
man.
We got to
wrap
it up.
One of them ones.
Yeah, we got to wrap it up, though. But yeah
we got to do a part two, man.
We got to, bro.
We got
to
do a
we
part
come
two.
Back to your
you know,
shit
DC
too.
Is DC is
no,
right.
I got to get both of y'all on Smoke a Lot
together.
Radio together.
Yeah, I'm with it. I'm with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, to do the top of the
for
move.
For sure.
Yeah.
We got to do that.
We can do it separate. We can do it together. We can
we're going to do it together, man.
Because
I got the podcast.
I didn't know if you want to piece it up for content.
You got a lot of shit to talk about, and you.
Yeah. And
combined. And then look, I'm going to tell you how focused I was on watching y'all shit. I found where to get merch from by watching you
ain't
go downtown. I seen the street. I said, oh, that's the street. Nigga, I went there and I said, oh, this is where they get all they blanks
see?
At.
Come on, champ.
Nigga, from his vlog. I've seen the
come on, now you see how easy you piece it up and just lay a blueprint. Why do people ask the question?
Then I go
pay
there,
attention. Just pay attention.
I start getting my merch there and then who do I see pull up?
Yep.
This nigga, while I'm picking up my shit.
Come on, champ.
But that's what goes back and we get
but
into
I watched this channel to get
that's
there.
That's what it's about. You, like I said in the beginning, while Yuck in the position he's in, he paid attention. He saw this and that he be with two short nigga, hold the fuck up. He paid attention and then he was prepared. Mm-hmm. Nigga, watch this shit, boo. Nigga, I'm going there, boom, ran into. That's life. Pay attention, people. It's 100%. All there for you. Stop asking all these goddamn questions. Pay attention.
For sure.
The world is giving you everything you need.
The blueprint's
there. Yeah. God
damn. It's 2022. How much easier you need it to be?
Right. Do the work and pay attention, nigga. The world is yours.
Yeah, but
now you don't want it.
Yeah, that's a fact. You know what I mean?
Straight up.
But we're going to get on, give me your podcast name one more time.
Yeah, Smoke a Lot Radio on Yuck Mouth TV. Go subscribe to your guy, man. We on every Wednesday night.
Coming?
We on tonight, you know what I mean? Actually, you know what I mean? So check us out later on. You know what I mean? Also, you know, we got the Yuck Mouth Culotto going on. You know, I got my weed strand. Shout out Gas Coat. You know what I mean? We doing it big over there. And I'm still doing music, man. So,
damn right.
You know, stay tuned for the new Yuck Mouth album, City of Dope Part 2 coming out. The Thug Lords, that's me and Sebo, we working.
Shout
you know what I mean? Me and Jay Hood, you know what I mean, from the Locks.
Oh, Jay Hood,
yeah. We got the Savages Part 2 album we working on. And me and Pete Rock, you know what I mean, working on one where Pete Rock is doing all the beats and I'm doing the rapping. It's called Crack Rock. So I got a few projects coming out, my nigga. So y'all stay tuned, man. And get the merch, man.
Gotta get the merch.
At SmokeALotRecords.com,
get them features,
man. SmokeALotRecords.com.
SmokeALotRecords.com and get them features, man. Hit me up on the gram at Regime General on the DM, nigga.
Regime, how you spell it?
R-E-G-I-M-E, like a regime, like an army regime.
Yep.
Regime,
for the people.
But I say regime, we got our own slang on it just to make it different. But it's a regime, like an army regime.
Big Godzilla.
So regime general, you know what I mean?
So there's so much more I actually want to have this conversation with. There's so much more we can talk about because y'all see how seamless this talk is between us three.
Yeah. I told you going to be
effortless.
One of
the ones. Yeah, for sure. It's effortless. So we can keep going. But DC, happy anniversary to DC,
there, DC.
And his wife.
You know what I'm saying? This is going to be a three-hour podcast.
Yeah. It is, though. On some real shit, this is going to be the top of understanding. You know what I'm saying? But I'm being considerate of my nigga. See, that's my attribute. You see what I'm saying?
Hey, but man. The wife, happy life.
There you go,
congratulations,
spouse, happy house.
There you go, three goddamn with now. So
you know I'm gonna use that one too.
He was supposed to be going 30 minutes ago. So the DC's wife, what's your wife's name, DC?
Kelly.
Shout out to Kelly. Hey, Kelly, sorry, he ran late because of us. We're going to take the credit right here on the podcast. Uh-huh. That way he can show you the evidence.
I'm long-winded, my bad.
We all is. You know what I'm saying? But when you go through all the shit that we've had to all go through to get here, you get what I'm saying?
And that's story to tell.
And just real quick about that, I got to applaud you for that because for you to sustain and maintain this long, pick up different hustles, people have no idea how hard it is to transition, reverse pivot without traveling, double dribbling, or anything above, nigga. And you've done it.
Say that again,
you see what I'm saying? That's a fact.
I don't know, man.
They don't know how to do that. You got to know how to transition, man.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? And that space between what you're doing right now and what you're going to be doing in the future, that little window right there where you got to learn how to transition, most people kill themselves or give up right there.
Damn
you
right.
See what I'm saying? So you got to learn how to get in that space and learn how to thrive in that space. And every time a new opportunity comes, you got to know how to adapt and evolve. You know what I'm saying?
Respect the ones that evolve or die, man. Respect
and you've done,
OGs,
and you've evolved
man.
Every time.
Thank
you, know what
bro.
Saying? So,
I'm a hustler,
hey, respect
bro. I do
you for
shit
that,
like
bro.
When I was selling crack, man, yep. I sell music now.
It's the same way.
I sell myself, like same way.
We can sell anything.
For buy sure. for the low, sell it for the high.
Simple.
Same, it's the same game, my nigga. Yep. We doing the same shit we was doing when we was hustling on the block.
And everything else you going through, I wish you nothing but the best, bro, brother. Everything else that you going through, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you, man. Appreciate having me on this motherfucker. I had to wake up early as shit,
man. He did it too. I'm like, damn, I'm telling my nigga to get up early.
We was about to say 8. Nigga,
ouch. Nigga, what the fuck?
Nigga said,
nigga, my kid don't even go to school at 8, nigga. Like,
that nigga
God,
said, I'm gonna be there, though. He said, I'm gonna be there. He came.
Yeah,
man.
I just love went off that school and got here, man. Salute. Thanks appreciate for the opportunity, that, man. Y'all brothers, I'm proud of y'all,
thank
man.
You,
I'm finally
man.
Glad that y'all actually doing. I've been waiting for this podcast,
thank
man.
You,
y'all
man.
Been promoting that shit since the 4G. Y'all walk in the 4G door.
Yeah.
And boom, y'all sit down. Y'all get a dap and shit.
I was just talking to the owner yesterday.
Put on the headphones and shit. Yeah, I've been waiting.
Shout out to AC and Norm. I was just talking to them yesterday, man. The owners of 4G.
Salute, man. Great shit, man.
Out of here,
top
man.
Of the move, man. Thanks for having me, bro.
Damn, Black Art, you know, what's up, Slim?
We ain't gonna keep you in as a regular type. Stay tuned for it all, man.
Gargoyles.
Big Gargoyles.
Godzilla.
Top of the move. Started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat. Now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette. Now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith. No doubts about it. Made my mama proud. Made my mama proud. Every time she see me, nigga, she just cracks a smile. I made my mama proud. Made my mama proud. Every time she see me,